programs in the humanities and sciences. All coursework through the College of the Humanities and Sciences is distance education based, allowing students to design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that is convenient for them. To find out how you can obtain your Master's of Arts in Education or other exciting degree programs through the College of the Humanities and Sciences, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
Recovery. Pick up Cardio Discovery at Walgreens and other fine retailers.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Now, more than ever, we need to stay strong and continue to voice the truth. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Talk radio at its best. AKZN, Thornton, Boulder.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. The Pentagon has conducted a review, and the Pentagon says the Pentagon did nothing wrong. In the Pentagon's widest-ranging examination of torture at U.S. detention facilities, Navy Vice Admiral Albert Church's report says that intense pressure on interrogators to extract information from prisoners does not explain the sexual humiliation and other torture of prisoners under U.S. control. Church concluded that no civilian or uniformed leaders directed or encouraged torture, and his report holds Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld and other top defense leaders largely blameless on the narrow question of pressuring interrogators as well as the larger matter of interrogation policies. Although the issue of torture has largely disappeared from public consciousness, allegations continue to mount. Last week, Iraqi and Afghan plaintiffs filed a suit against Rumsfeld, alleging that they suffered torture while in American custody in Afghanistan and Iraq, and that the Washington Post broke a major story about a death by torture in a secret CIA run prison north of Kabul. However, according to the Pentagon's investigation, the Pentagon should not be held responsible. Pentagon has not developed guidelines for allowing soldiers, their families, and charities to be reimbursed for the cost of some combat equipment they bought for the use in Iraq and Afghanistan, despite a new law that called for such a plan by February. Law permits groups and individuals to make claims of up to $1,100 for certain purchases made from September 11, 2001 to July 31, 2004. It requires that the Department of Defense set rules and standards for the reimbursement program by February 25th, but that has not been done. Senator Christopher Dodd, a Democrat of Connecticut, sent a letter to Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld on Wednesday urging compliance. There should be no higher priority for our government than ensuring that American troops are well equipped, Dodd wrote, adding that the critical contributions of their families and communities have sought to ensure the safety of those men and women. Insurgents continue to gain ground in Iraqi authorities with the killing of two high-ranking police officials and the wounding of another in the latest in a series of attacks. Two other police officers were wounded in the shootings. While the investigation into the latest attacks continue, yet another probe is underway into the discovery of a mass killing in two separate areas in Iraq. 41 badly decomposed bodies were found in the last couple of days by Iraqi police. They suspect the victims were killed by the insurgents, who suspected they were linked to those collaborating with the United States government. And President Bush's top environmental priority suffered a setback yesterday in the Senate when the Republican-controlled committee pulled the brakes on Bush's plan to give power plants, factories, and refineries more time to reduce their air pollution. Wayne Gilman, Air America Radio News.
News brought to you by Xantrex 3, the most...
Think of how much cash you have in your wallet or purse right now. Now double it. Double your money and get things half price at MileHighMarket.com. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half price deals.
Up quite quickly. Now go ahead and remember to treat this one as a four-way stop. Now taking a check on Boulder area weather, we'll have a chance for a rain and snow mix over the foothills, mostly in the morning hours. Our highs will be in the mid-50s. Currently, we're at 38 degrees in Boulder. K&H Windows is the only window and siding company personally endorsed by Tom Martino, and they want to help you save on your heating bills. Right now, get one-third off your window purchase, plus get 40% off all siding. To schedule your free in-home estimate,
Brakes Plus does over 1,000 brake and auto services daily. They are the experts. Brakes Plus is the home of the $79 brake special and lifetime brakes starting at $99. For money-saving coupons and a location near you, visit BrakesPlus.com.
It's all about style. Just about any store can sell you generic eyeglasses off the rack. The same stuff you find on everyone else's face. EurOptics is the industry leader, the store designers turn to. Showcasing styles today, other stores will show you in about 2 to 3 years. EurOptics carries thousands of different models from around the world, and we're getting new creations every day. EurOptics sells eyewear that speaks to style, that is uniquely you. Our lens technology is cutting edge, yet our fabrication of your eyewear is old-world craftsmanship. And we do all of this with your budget in mind. EurOptics has more choices, more styles, more colors, more designers than anyone else. Come in today and buy what the other stores will be featuring in 2008.
EurOptics, people with vision. In Cherry Creek North, next to the Tattered Cover. In Flatiron Marketplace, near Nordstrom Rack, just east of the mall. In Park Meadows Mall. In Greenwood Village at Holly and Orchard. And on the web at eoptics.com.
Has the winter weather taken its toll on your skin? MileHighMarket.com has half-price certificates from MediSpa. Rejuvenating skincare therapies like microdermabrasions and Botox from MediSpa at 12007 Pecos Street. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals.
How does 1% and a flat $99 fee sound to you for a new mortgage? Hi, this is Barney Aldridge of Benchmark Lending. I've been talking to you for 10 years about home loans, but our new Freedom Loan is the best program we've ever offered. Your payments and interest rate start at only 1%. That's right, 1%. How much can you save with this loan? Click on our logo and it'll take you straight to our website. There's no selling here. Our loan officers are not paid on commission. Whether your loan's $250,000 or a million or higher, it's still only $99. And guess what? We're nice people, too. So call 1-800-680-4000 and ask for the 1% Freedom Loan for $99. That's 1-800-680-4000. Or click on our logo and it'll take you straight to our website.
Licensed by the Department of Corporations as a California finance lender. Adjustable rate loan subject to annual increases. APR 4.95%.
Italian countryside is just as spectacular as their main dishes. So try a cannoli, Italian chocolate cake, or homemade tiramisu.
I'm a...
Jay Marvin.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Thank God I'm free of the right-wing media. I can breathe again.
Who is this man? He is a friend. He is the Beastmaster.
Colorado's favorite lefty.
It makes me a total Democrat, 100%.
You know, I wear red as much as possible.
It infuriates people with Bush stickers on their BMWs.
He's just loaded, honey.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
I wouldn't have it any other way.
It's the end of the world.
Good morning, 6:06 on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Scattered showers after 9 a.m., partly cloudy with a high near 51 today. And it's good to have you along. Yeah, I always wanted to get a bumper sticker that said, even though I'm not this, but I really wanted to, I've always wanted to have a bumper sticker that says, I'm a rich white liberal, just because I know that irritates conservatives, right? I mean, it drives neocons nuts. And, you know, there's a difference between conservatives and neocons. And there's a big difference between a conservative Republican and a neoconservative. And one of these days we'll get into all of that. Of course, in any case, anything that sticks a finger in their eyes, fine with me. All right, Jay, let's get the show off this morning with a positive note here. How are you this morning, Mr. Turk?
I'm hanging in there, man. A little underslept, like always, but glad to be here. It looks like a beautiful day down here. I don't know about up there, but sunshine hopefully today, Jay.
Well, it's going to be okay today. It's going to get up to in the mid-50s. Actually, the Weather Service is saying 51, and there's a chance of some scattered showers after 9, and then it'll just remain kind of partly cloudy the rest of the day.
Feels like spring out there, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It does feel nice. This is a topic which I have never, ever, ever been able to really understand. I say this truthfully this morning. Not to say that I don't have my prejudices. I do. Everybody does. Okay? But when I talk, you know, racism is something that I have never really have understood. Now, I don't think I was raised, well, you know, I got to be careful about how I say this, because I want to make sure that I get this exactly right. I wasn't raised differently than a lot of you, other than I came from an extremely dysfunctional household. I mean, bad news, okay? But when I went to grade school,
in the area I lived in Orange County, California, and the Santa Ana, Tustin area, we went to school with Hispanic kids. We went to school. We had African-American kids in the school. I just don't remember racism. Maybe I'm being naive and I have selectively blacked stuff out, but I just don't remember it. I remember that, you know, you went to kids' houses, you played softball. I always got picked last to be on the softball team because I was a lousy athlete. But I remember that Steve Montoya, who was Hispanic, would always pick me. So we never used terms like bean dip or burrito head or any of that kind of stuff. This morning in the Rocky Mountain News, and I really have a difficult time talking about this because I'm astounded by it. Page 24A, alleged harassment probed, pupil teacher used bigoted language, Jeffco students say. Now, I'd really like to know what's behind this. The Jefferson County, and I'm quoting here from the article, the Jefferson County School District is investigating two allegations from black students at Ken Carl Middle School that they were racially harassed by a student and a teacher. In a January incident, a 13-year-old Anglo boy allegedly made racial slurs against a black student. The student was disciplined, but he wouldn't. They won't go into any further details. That case is being investigated by the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office to see if criminal charges should be pressed. Now, this is something else I don't get. By pressing criminal charges against a kid for using racial slurs, granted. See, I'm just, you know, I feel like I'm trying to take apart a delicate watch, and I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just jabbing the little tool inside the case of the watch and screwing up the works here. Another Carlisle case involves allegations by black students that a teacher used a racially derogatory word. Now, there I could see charges being filed. Students at Ken Carl, where the phrase, "Jews suck," stood out Wednesday on a dusty classroom window, say such slurs are everyday reality. Now, is there anybody listening who's got any kids that go to Ken Carl? Is there anybody who has any insight here about what goes on in Jefferson County? The school district recently trained 800 staff members, including principals and counselors, on how to handle harassment situations. This school year, the minority population in the schools is 8.6% Hispanic, 1.7% black, 3.1% Asian, and 1.3% American Indian. This is another example of I just can't understand this. I don't get this for the life of me. So, whether a kid's 6, 10, 13, 20, or it's an adult, I just don't understand racial prejudice. I don't get it. 303-713-7600. Should charges be pressed against a little kid for using a racial slur? Yes or no? See, I can't see that. I can see giving the kid some form of sensitivity training. And as far as the teacher goes, if that turns out to be true, the teacher should get booted. There's no question about that. I have a hard time even envisioning giving somebody a second chance, particularly if they're an adult. Now, I don't know if this time of the morning people can hear us over in Jefferson County. I don't know if we, you know, with our stick and everything, I don't know, and with our power, I don't know if we're up to full speed here because the sun is just now coming up. But I really, really would be interested if anybody out there who is listening knows anything about the Jefferson County School District, about the Ken Carl Middle School, where you would see something like "Jews suck" on a dusty classroom window, or where kids routinely use the N-word. And you have to ask yourself about some of the parents who send their kids there. What kind of parents are those? I know those kind of people are alive and well
even in the year 2005 in this country. I mean, I run across them every once in a while in email. And then what is the excuse for a teacher using a racial slur? And I guess maybe what I should ask here is, should racism be against the law in the United States of America? Well, it is, but I'm talking about even, when it comes to speech. We've got a lot of conversations here. We're going to have a few more this morning about speech and about protected free speech. And but kids, I mean, kids using this kind of language is just absolutely beyond me. And I wonder if parents... nowadays sit down and talk to their kids about why people are different and about why you should get along and about why you shouldn't discriminate. And at what age do you teach them about racism? And would you press charges against a grade school child for doing this? And better yet, rather than pressing charges against a grade school kid, would you press charges against the kid's parents? Should the parents be held responsible for this, or should the child be held responsible for this? 303-713-7600. Get off your half moons and get on the phone here. Let's talk about this morning, about who should be held responsible for this ultimately. I mean, if you've got like a grade school kid, if your kid is in grade school, goes to school, calls another kid an N or says Jews suck or whatever the case may be, who's held responsible? Should your child be held responsible, or should you be held responsible because you didn't sit down and have a conversation with your kid about the differences in race? You know, where does the buck stop ultimately, as Harry S. Truman used to say? Does the buck stop with the kid or with the parents? I think it stops with the parents. I'm not saying you shouldn't take action against the kid. But ultimately, you hold the parents responsible because the kids are minors. But you can't, this is something you just can't legislate, I don't think. I don't know, I'm open to all suggestions about this on how to handle this with kids. Let's go to Monica in Denver, who's been hanging on. Monica, hi, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning. Racism is a learned behavior, number one. So you would want to find out where the kid heard that word, or who told him that word, and in what sense was he told to use it. Racism, you're not racist when you're born, of course. So
right.
Parents teach that. Unfortunately, it's a taught behavior. So you would have to look at where the kid heard that word or where it was used before or if the kids in school are using that word. I mean, they would have to really talk to the kids and find out how they're using those types of words and where they're hearing that from.
All right, so ultimately, who do you hold responsible? Do you hold the parent responsible or the kid or both?
I would have to, it would depend. It would depend on how old the kid is and...
Well, we're talking grade school.
Oh, I would say the parents, definitely. If the parents are teaching their kids racism, then the kid, of course, is going to think it's okay to say those types of things to other people of other ethnic backgrounds. So the parents need to be held responsible in that sense. But it doesn't matter. Racism is never going to go away. It's ridiculous. We're spreading freedom across the countries, and we can't even deal with it in our own backyard. It's never been dealt with.
Yeah, but it's pretty disgusting. Monica, thanks for the call, and have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
Doesn't Dr. Laura say that? Have a great day?
Yes.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me, hold on.
Go out and do the right thing, Jay.
Go out and do the right thing. Have a great day. See me nude on the internet. No, what, did you miss that whole thing, Amelia? You weren't hip to that? What happened to Dr. Laura?
No.
Oh, there's this guy named Bill Balance who passed away. May his soul rest in peace. Good, great disc jockey. Funny guy. Was one time Dr. Laura's boyfriend, and he took nude photos of her,
and
they ended up on the internet. I'm serious. I'm serial on this.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay. So, I don't think I should. But, you want to tell people to have a good day, particularly at this time of the morning when it's 6:17, 17 minutes after 6. Now more than ever, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let's get a look at progressive traffic with the one and only Amelia Earhart.
Well, thank you, Jay. Well, Boulder area traffic is in great shape so far this morning. Foothills Parkway, the Diagonal, as well as the Turnpike, all checking clear. Now, keep in mind, we're going to have an especially windy drive today. A high wind advisory has been posted on I-76 between Sterling and Julesburg, and overall along the Front Range, we will have tough driving conditions. Now, we do have a couple of slowdowns southbound I-25 from up north between 84th Avenue and Highway 36. We are filling in, as well as southbound I-25 right as you approach that Colorado ramp here. The lights are flashing red on Colorado, so we are seeing backups at that ramp. Now, weather-wise, not quite as warm as yesterday. We will have possible snow and rain showers before noon and overall windy conditions. Currently, we're at 37 degrees in Boulder. Don't you wish Toyota made more stuff? Toyota certified used vehicles featuring 6-year, 100,000-mile roadside assistance from the date when first sold is new. Check out the great financing rates available now at your local Toyota dealer or go to toyota.com/certified. I'm Amelia Earhart for AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Now take off today.
Lace up those running shoes, hit the pavement, and start training. Denver's newest half marathon is just around the corner. Join AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk on Sunday, June 12th for the inaugural Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and the Lunar of our women's only 8K running event.
Hey, bartender, can I get a beer?
Sir, you want a full beer or a half beer?
Why would I want half a beer?
Because a half a beer costs less. Save you some money.
Well, I can get full drinks for half price at milehighmarket.com.
Sounds like a great bar. Are they hiring?
It's not a bar. It's a website with half-price drink deals. This month at MileHighMarket.com, enjoy the neighborhood feel of the Whiskey Bar with over 100 kinds of whiskey and Denver's only around-the-world whiskey tour. Downtown at 22nd and Larimer. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals.
Searching for a bachelor's or master's degree program can be a daunting process. Why not study from a college that is focused on the humanities and sciences that allows you to build a course of study that is both interesting and convenient with your busy schedule?
The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers associates, bachelor's, and master's degrees, as well as a diploma program, allowing students the opportunity to explore imaginative literature, natural science, philosophy and religion, social science, education, and jurisprudence degree programs from the comfort of their homes. Because coursework is distance education-based, students design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that's convenient for them. To find out how you can start advancing your educational goals today, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
Keeping up with those New Year's resolutions? Be good to yourself, your body, and your pocketbook with half-price deals from Back and Balance Chiropractic. Deep tissue massage, Swedish massage, and exercise therapy. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals.
Heading to the mountains to make some turns? Why not stay two nights in Breckenridge for free? No strings attached. Stay minutes from Main Street at the Breck Inn. A quaint Victorian inn with a cozy fireplace, outdoor hot tub, two qualifications. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Offer good Sunday through Wednesday. Weekend upgrades available. Act now to take advantage of this limited time offer. They say the best things in life aren't free. Well, you're going to disagree. Visit twofreenights.com for more information or call 1-877-39-GRAND to book your two free nights in Breckenridge. You must mention two free nights. Call 1-877-39-GRAND.
Double your money and get things half price at MileHighMarket.com. Get half-price Europtic certificates for eyeglasses, sunglasses, or reading glasses from MileHighMarket.com. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals. Is it time to go for a refreshing dip? Dip into something different at the Melting Pot. The Melting Pot isn't just for special occasions. Come any evening to relax, unwind, and enjoy fabulous fondue, fine wine, and fun times. Finish off the evening with a sinfully delicious chocolate fondue. Add a little amaretto or, oh, maybe Bailey's Irish Cream. If you're planning a special occasion, the Melting Pot dining experience is like none you'll find anywhere else. And if you're the kind of person with a flair for living and a taste for fun, you can enjoy out-of-the-ordinary dining at the Melting Pot any night of the week. Make plans to dine at their Louisville location at 732 Main Street or their Littleton location at 2707 West Main Street. Don't forget to ask about the nightly specials, including the ever-popular Big Night Out or new for 2004, the Good Night Delight. To view the Melting Pot's menu or get driving directions, go to FondueCity.com.
Vesco Field in Mile High. For tickets, go to inspirationdenver.com or call 303-398-1122.
Our morning show just got a little bolder. Jay Marvin, live from Boulder on AM 760, Boulder's progressive talk.
Segregation, determination, demonstration, integration.
Good morning, 622. 22 minutes after 6, talk radio for the rest of us, AM 760, Boulder's progressive talk. Jay Marvin, I can't tell you how glad I am to be here, even though my computer crashed last night. My Apple just all of a sudden quit. My notebook. Scattered showers after 9 this morning, partly cloudy with a high near 51. Alleged harassment probed. What's going on in Jeffco County? Pupil and teacher used bigoted language, Jeffco students say. 303-713-7600. Who do you discipline? Well, of course you would discipline the teacher if it turns out to be true. But how about the kids if they're in grade school? They're going to Ken Carl Middle School. What do you do about that? Do you go after the parents as well? Let's go to Jim, who is in Jeffco. Jim, you're on the AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Jay, and welcome back.
Oh, thanks, Jim. I appreciate that.
You have to understand a little bit about Southern Jeffco. They are in the Stone Age.
Oh, you're not saying they're knuckle-dragging miscreants there, are you?
Very conservative. And I agree with your earlier caller. This type of behavior is learned. And I don't think the Jefferson County Public Schools or RE1 teaches that, so the kids are not learning it in school. They're learning it at home. And I wish there were some way that we could make the parents responsible. But unfortunately, we don't have a system for doing that.
No, there's no law, really, to go after the parents. You're right about that.
And so, and I think ultimately, when these kids, because the paper this morning talked about how the matter is out of Jeffco Sheriff's office and sitting in the DA's office.
Right.
It's been moved over.
Yep.
So I think that the juvenile court system will handle it and probably handle it on a system where they're going to try to undo stuff. But we're going to see the parents standing there behind the kids justifying their racist behavior.
You know, I want to.
It's what I'm going to see, and what needs to happen, because I think the code. I'm a lawyer. I think the code, the juvenile code, does allow it. Is the juvenile court needs to drag the parents in, and put them in some sort of program to deal with their racism.
That was my next question. Would you favor yes or no, going after the parents?
Absolutely.
Okay. Now,
if I could do it, but
all right. Now, let me relate a story to you. This happened to me when Mary and I were living in Chicago. This happened to me not this time, but the last time I worked there.
Mm-hmm.
There was a guy who was a neo-Nazi. This guy was nuts, basically. Somehow,
he was a kid.
Yeah, well, he had to be like probably 17.
Okay.
Somehow he gets a hold of my home phone number. I have no clue about this. And he starts calling and threatening both of us and threatening my wife. Terrible statements, right? So I call the Chicago Police Department. They send some people out. They're sitting there at my house one night when this guy calls. So they nail him. He has to go, you know, show up at the police station with his mother. She comes. The mother doesn't believe and will not admit that her son was up to this activities until the detective plays the tape. There are parents who are in denial of their own kids' activities. What do you do?
I'm sorry. But the fact is, they're not only in denial, they're not paying attention.
So what do you
do? It's just like the Harris kid in the Columbine business.
Right, yeah, Harrison Cleveland.
I mean, he had bombs and guns in his bedroom.
Yeah.
And his parents didn't know.
So what do you do to the? Do you ultimately, should the laws be changed, and should the parents be held responsible? Yes or no?
Well, I think the parents need to be held responsible because we need to start saying to parents, you know, you if you're going to have kids, you need to be responsible for those kids. I mean, I'm one who believes, you know, we license people to drive cars, but you can go out and have kids, all the kids you want to.
You know, and there's another factor, too, that's that we haven't even gotten into, and I don't have time to get into it now with you, but, you know, how much of the media is to blame for this, and TV, music, and other things that are out there. Hey, thank you for the call, man, and thanks for the welcome back. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's go to John in Boulder. John, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. How are you doing?
Hi, John.
I guess I could have something that I can add to your previous college discussion with you. Aside from the parent's degree of responsibility, there's also something that the school has to do with it. I think the parents can easily let their guard down. But at the same time, ever since the Columbine shooting, the schools have been much more reactive to any kind of bad behavior and much more likely to get police involved. Kind of creates an atmosphere where you can't, like, kids don't really think that they're trusted. And then when their parents let them get away with stuff, they do it. Can you still hear me, Jay?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
I'm just listening to what you're saying and weighing what you're saying. And the thing I wanted to ask you is, do you think that cultural diversity and cultural awareness should mandatorily be taught in the schools, say, between the third and, say, the sixth grade?
I think it's a good idea. That could certainly go a long way. I would also say that when you see this kind of a behavior in kids, a lot of people have been saying, well, it must be from the parents. I also submit that there are a lot of kids who are just as influenced by other adults or even other kids. So it's really hard to say where it comes from unless you look at it on a case-by-case basis.
All right, John, thank you for the call, and have a good day. All right, 303-713-7600. I'm trying not to sound like Dr. Laura. Doesn't she say take on the day? I think that's what she says. 303-713-7600. They got their radio. We got ours. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, 628, 28 minutes, or actually it's 629, 29 minutes after 6. Let's get into it with Don and Thornton. Don, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. Boat drink to you.
Boat drinks, brother.
Listen, that story you told about yourself and Mary and that kid calling you at home reminded me of a line from my dad's favorite movie, The Blues Brothers.
Right.
I hate Illinois Nazis.
And I'll tell you, Illinois's got a ton of them, man.
I know they do. Hey, my grandfather was a leader of the resistance in the Netherlands during World War II.
Wow.
And he brought back stories, and my grandmother had stories, and my mom has stories still about the occupation of their homeland and about what was done to the people in their homeland. And so I was taught at a very, very young age the benefit and ultimately just how fantastic tolerance is. You know, you expect from people no more than you expect from yourself, and you're going to do okay.
Right, exactly. Let me ask you very quickly, because I'm running out of time here.
Sure.
Do you think cultural diversity ought to be taught, and this kind of racial sensitivity ought to be taught to kids, say, from the third through the sixth grade?
You know, I don't think it would. I absolutely don't think it would hurt to teach that. I don't know that. I mean, what you're going to do is you're going to make some of the folks that don't agree with that just froth at the mouth even more, which ultimately brings them out into the light, which will cause their beliefs hopefully to just shrivel and die. Because I think that people that display that sort of attitude and behavior and tone ultimately just get shunned by the public.
I hope you're right about that. Don, thank you, man. Drive safe.
All right, Jay.
All right, 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600, or you can always email me by going to www.am760.net. It's 6:31, 29 minutes in front of 7. Let's get some progressive talk, progressive traffic now with the one and only Amelia Earhart.
Thank you, Jay. Well, the sun glare is pretty fierce on the eastbound commute this morning, causing us to slow slightly on the turnpike right as you approach Federal as well as I-70. Now, overall, not a bad commute, no major accidents. In the works, just a lot of slow traffic southbound I-25 from 84th Avenue down to Highway 36, also jamming up on the approach to I-70. Now, the lights are still flashing red on Colorado just south of I-25. Now, here the ramp is jamming coming off of southbound 25, so when you do finally reach the light, treat it as a four-way stop. Our forecast today includes cooler temperatures with possible precipitation in the morning hours along the foothills. High winds and partly cloudy skies can be expected. Currently, we're at 37 degrees in Boulder. Daniel's Gate, a daily reminder that the West still lives and why you live in it. Come view the beautiful models by several top semi-custom and custom home builders. Models open daily just 5 miles south of T470 on Quebec. www.danielsgate.com. I'm Amelia Earhart for AM760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Lace up those running shoes. Hit the pavement and start training. Denver's newest half marathon is just around the corner. Join AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk on Sunday, June 12th for the inaugural Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and the Luna Bar Women's Only 8K Running Event.
Hey, bartender, can I get a beer?
Sure. You want a full beer or half beer?
Why would I want half a beer?
Because a half a beer costs less. Save you some money.
Well, I can get full drinks for half price at MileHighMarket.com.
Sounds like a great bar. Are they hiring?
It's not a bar. It's a website with half-price drink deals. This month on MileHighMarket.com, the Poorhouse is a family-owned East Coast-style neighborhood pub that asks all pretensions be left at the door. Great drinks and the best clam chowder outside of Boston. The Poorhouse Pub, downtown at Market and 15th. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? They're loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference. American Financing Corporation.
Men seldom make passes at girls who wear glasses. Sorry, Dorothy Parker, you got it wrong. Hi, I'm Ira Haber. Obviously, Dorothy Parker never shopped at your optics. Men do make passes at girls in your optics glasses, and vice versa. We have $1 million inventory of the best name brand designer eyewear anywhere. We custom fit our eyewear with the thinnest and lightest weight lenses available. Our staff of certified opticians are trained to not only help you see better, but look better too, showing you eyewear that truly complements your face and style. And we always do it with your budget in mind. Your optics customers always seem to get the most compliments. And from what I hear, the most phone numbers and emails too.
Your optics. People with vision. In Cherry Creek North, next to the tattered cover. In Flatiron Marketplace near Nordstrom Rack, just east of the mall. In Park Meadows Mall. In Greenwood Village at Holly and Orchard. And on the web at eoptics.com.
1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. Call 1-800-555-TREE for details and licensing. Equal housing opportunity.
A morning show for the rest of us. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning. How are you this morning? It's 6:36, 24 minutes in front of 7 o'clock. Looks nice out now, but the weather service is saying that that's going to change. Scattered showers after 9 this morning. Partly cloudy then the rest of the day and a high near 51. AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you this morning. Get off your half moons. Get involved. 303-713-7600. Pupil teacher used bigoted language in Jeffco, students say. This happened at the Ken Carl Middle School. These incidents happened at the Ken Carl Middle School. And we're talking about enacting mandatory cultural diversity or racial sensitivity classes for students, say, between the third and sixth grade. But Turk, you brought up, there's actually two shows going on here. There's the one that you hear on the radio, but then there's one that goes on between John Turk and myself off the air. And repeat on the air what you said off the air.
Well, Jay, what I was kind of arguing with you was, you know, I understand that parents should be responsible for their kids. I agree with that 100%. But you cannot be with your kids 24 hours a day. And let's say little Johnny goes over to his friend's house, and his friend happens to have, like, the M&M CD. And
right.
He hears the N-word on that CD and therefore uses it at school. And the parents have no idea. And they may be teaching him to, you know, to accept diversity and not to be racist at all, but he goes over to his friend's house and hears that word and then starts to use it at school. I mean, how can the parents be responsible for that?
I guess you just have to endeavor to be into whatever your kids are into. I remember once with my daughter, I had to explain to her what the term knocking boots meant because it came up on the radio once when she was in the car. I mean, I kind of like ask her. I mean, it was kind of like an entree into having a conversation about being sexually active. And it wasn't an easy conversation to have. But this is another thing that parents have to fight. Parents have to fight the media as well. Because the media is all pervasive, and there's a lot of trash out there. Yeah, and trying to shield your kids from that, Turk, that's a good point. That's a full-time job. Plus, what do you do when your kid goes over to somebody else's, another kid's house, and picks this stuff up? 303-713-7600. Let's go to Warren in Golden. Warren, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. Good morning.
Hi, Warren.
Spring is in the air today, boy.
It's yeah, I hope so. I hope so.
Well, I'm not really familiar with Ken Carroll, but I know that what your earlier caller, Don, was saying as far as tolerance when you grow up and you have a feeling for it, you know how fantastic it is. And I don't think we're really teaching tolerance. Unfortunately, you know, we're kind of going the other way. And, you know, as far as the kids and the parents and the responsibility, I think part of this is, you know, is this an isolated incident or is this kind of something, hey, this is bigger than both of us? I mean,
well, I don't know. See, that's why I would like to get more calls from people who are in Jeffco County.
Yeah.
Because according to this article, there's a couple examples of it going on at the school.
And also, just recent articles, NBA weekend, there were visitors in town that felt unwelcome, and there were articles in the paper that approved of people just, oh, let's just leave town for the weekend because we don't really have to deal with that. Theirs was a
Are you talking? See, I wasn't here when that happened. I was. I went back to Chicago briefly. Are you talking about the fact that with the NBA comes that the NBA is pretty, or is, I don't know if this is a stereotype or not. I should be careful because I don't follow basketball. But that there was a higher amount of African Americans in town than normally?
Yeah, and a lot. There were comments made to the media by people coming into town that a lot of the visitors that came in the games didn't feel welcome in town.
Really?
And there were articles about it in the paper. And there were articles in the paper by commentators who said, well, boy, a lot of us have decided to just go skiing this weekend and get out of town and not have to deal with all that.
I could see getting out of town not having to deal with the traffic and all that.
I know.
But to say you're going to get out of town because you're scared of African Americans, how bizarre is that?
Well, It wouldn't have any traction if it weren't for the fact that the visitors that came in from out of town were complaining to the press that they felt cold-shouldered, you know, this sort of thing. And there was a conference on the CU campus, and there was an article in the Denver papers about that where the conference attendees felt that they were given the cold shoulder by the community there.
I don't get that in any way, shape, or form. Warren, thank you for the call.
You bet.
I appreciate your time. You know, maybe it's me. Educate me, because I don't understand racism. And I'm not going to say that I don't have my prejudices, because I do. Of course, I'm trying to think of what they are. I'm trying to think of what I'm prejudiced against. Neocons, I guess. Would that be a form of prejudice? In other words, when George W. Bush speaks, I immediately start to grimace. But against races, different kinds of people? Yeah, maybe it's me, but I'm even uncomfortable joking about that kind of stuff. Jeff in Evergreen. Jeff, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. Boat drinks.
Hey, boat drinks, Jeff.
Well, to understand the racism down here in Jeffco, I think you ought to look at their bigot in residence, Tom Tancredo.
Yeah, he's pretty anti-immigrant and pretty He seems to be pretty anti-immigrant, I guess would be the best way to put it. I mean, usually when you talk about immigration and about Hispanics, his name comes up.
Well, yeah, he's the role model, ain't he?
Yeah, he's a little bit too extreme for me. No, I'd have to say he's a lot more extreme for me. Too extreme.
And I think he goes beyond neocons. You don't have to just hate neocons. There's that other fringe that's out there.
Well, what fringe is that?
Tom Tancredo.
Well, I don't hate him. I just disagree with him, and I don't understand where he's coming from. And I don't think he's, when it comes to the immigration problem, I don't think he's realistic.
Well, I think you ought to do something for Jefferson County rather than try to build a wall down Arizona.
Well, you know what? Listen, you know, he's your congressman. Have you expressed this to him?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so what is it that goes on in Jeffco? What is it that's happening at the Ken Carl Middle School that makes it like this?
Well, I don't know. I don't have much to do with Ken Carl because, you know, it's halfway a closed community, if you will.
Mm. All right, Jeff, thank you for the call, man. Appreciate
it. Okay, bye.
303-713-7600. Now, is this a is this a reflection of Jeffco? I don't want to go that far and say that it is. But pupil and teacher use bigoted language according to Jeffco students, and this is the second day in a row that this is showing up in the newspaper. The Jefferson County School District is investigating two allegations. I'm quoting here from the Rocky Mountain from black students at Ken Carl Middle School that they were racially harassed by a student and a teacher in a January incident. A 13-year-old Anglo boy allegedly made racial slurs against a black student. Students at Ken Carl were where the phrase "Jews suck" stood out Wednesday on a dusty classroom window, say such slurs are an everyday reality. I find that to be amazing. Maybe I shouldn't. Maybe I'm being too naive. Maybe I'm being too naive about it. Oh, come on, Jay, stop being naive. Maybe racism is more pervasive out there. You see, I wouldn't know. I know there's anti-Semitism, but I wouldn't know. I mean, I'm a white Jew, so what would I know about, you know, about, I mean, all I can do is, you know, what I read is see and talk to people of color. I know that it's out there, but it's frightening when you start seeing it show up with little kids. That really gets bizarre. Let's go to Alex in Denver. Alex, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi, Alex.
I was just going to say, I grew up with it. I grew up in small towns on the southeast plains of Colorado. Mm. There was large Hispanic populations, and they were usually, poorer than the rest of the people. But
right.
My comment was, racism runs both ways. I mean, yeah, there was racism against the Hispanics and against the black kids, but they'd throw it right back. If you were a white girl, you didn't dare get caught around any groups of Hispanics because they'd get you.
That's just as wrong.
It has to be taught both ways. I mean, and often because a lot of times if a white kid makes accusations, that they're being racially harassed because they're white. It's like people don't even take that seriously because how can whites be prejudiced?
But who gets racially harassed because they're white?
I did, for one thing. Like I said, Hispanic kids wouldn't get caught, Hispanic kids wouldn't get caught near groups of whites, and white kids wouldn't get caught near groups of Hispanics where I grew up. It ran both ways.
See, where I grew up, it didn't run both ways. I don't ever remember it ever happening, actually. And maybe I'm being Pollyannish, but I'm not. I don't think. I mean, I think I would remember it, and I would say it as it is, but I don't remember it happening.
Yeah.
Hmm.
No, I don't get it either way. And it's a self-perpetuating cycle. Blacks and Hispanics are prejudiced against, granted, there's a lot of real economic prejudice against them too. But then they'd cycle it back against the white kids, who would then feel justified in their racist attitudes. And without tackling the problem at both ends, you're just it's not going to get solved. I mean, if you're just going to come down against the white kids for being racist against the black kids and the Hispanic kids, then they're going to feel justified in their racism if they've been targeted and no one does anything about it. And I don't know. I don't agree with it any which way. I don't understand it myself, but having grown up with it, it's very insidious. You start thinking you start thinking bad things about those Mexicans and whatever.
That's just bizarre.
All right,
Alex, I'm up against the clock here. Thank you. I appreciate the call.
You're welcome.
And have a really good day. It's AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning. Except there's no Amelia Earhart here, Turk. Call for the traffic, and there's no traffic person. All right, anyway, AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. We're talking about pupil teacher use bigoted language, Jeffco students say, and your comments about racism and kids in school. Coming up, we'll take more of your calls.
Lace up those running shoes, hit the pavement, and start training. Denver's newest half marathon is just around the corner. Join AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk on Sunday, June 12th for the inaugural Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and the Lunabar Women's Only 8K Running Events. Registration begins at only $25, and $1 of every entry will benefit Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Colorado or the Breast Cancer Fund. For more information or to register online, log on to am760.net. It's the Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon with AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Well, the drive-in Boulder is filling in this morning with 28th Street, Foothills Parkway, as well as Broadway, all getting heavy at the lights. Now, the Turnpike, we are thick heading east from Sheridan, approaching I-25, and again out that southbound 25 ramp. The 25 commute itself is heavy as usual up north from 104th Avenue down approaching Highway 36, again between Park Avenue and Spear, also on that stretch from Alameda to University. Now eastbound I-270 also jammed up from I-76 to York. Taking a quick check on traffic and weather, highs in the upper 50s.
Are you an optimist or a realist? How about being an optimistic realist? Stonecastle Security helps you deal with the reality of crime and vandalism. Click here if you've ever considered a security system to protect your family. Click here to find out how Stonecastle Security, with its 24-hour monitoring, state-of-the-art motion detection, and theft protection guarantee, can protect your property. Restrictions do apply, so click here for details or call Stonecastle Security, an authorized ADT dealer, at 303-456-5550. Double your money and get things half price at MileHighMarket.com. From the Bronx Barbecue to the Coney Island Gyros, real New York Deli-style sandwiches from Gandolfini's Deli. One bite and you're there. Get half-price sandwich certificates at MileHighMarket.com.
County Line Liquor is paying back their loyal customers with the Savings Train Card. Pick up a Savings Train card, fill in your favorite item, and have your card stamped with each purchase. Buy 6 of your favorite item, you get the next one at half price, or buy 12 and get the next one for a penny. Good on every item in the store, including sale items. No games, no gimmicks, no case discounts. Hop on the Savings Train today at County Line Liquor, County Line and Broadway.
Helping to build a positive influence through teaching can be one of the most rewarding careers. The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers a Master's of Arts in Education, in addition to several other bachelor's, master's, and diploma programs in the humanities and sciences. All coursework through the College of the Humanities and Sciences is distance education-based, allowing students to design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that is convenient for them. To find out how you can obtain your Master's of Arts in Education or other exciting degree programs through the College of the Humanities and Sciences, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
Think of how much cash you have in your wallet or purse right now. Now double it. Double your money and get things half price at MileHighMarket.com. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half price deals.
Net and learn more about how you can support these progressive companies and AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 6:52 at AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin here, and we're talking about, and you're talking about pupil and teacher use bigoted language in JEFCO, students say. Let's get back on the phones real quick here, and we'll go to Kathleen in Columbine on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Kathleen, good morning.
Good morning, Jay. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I have children that will be feeding into Ken Carroll, and I have been concerned now for several years about that fact. That school is really not a bad school, but it's had a lot of problems over the years, academically as well as disciplinarian.
Mm.
And they've had a lot of principals that they've gone through, even since my kids have been in first grade, and they're now in fourth. But I was excited to see that it was in the newspaper because living in the Columbine area,
right.
I find that the parents have this underlying meanness that's just incredible.
Why is that?
You know, I'm not really sure, but I can tell you some experience is that their children are perfect. They're very competitive in that they want their children to be top. I mean, most noticed, most academically correct. I mean, just perfect little children, and no child is perfect by any stretch of the imagination. And so there's a competitiveness amongst the mothers.
Right.
The involvement in the schools can get very ugly. And now my kids go to a wonderful school. The teachers and everyone are very good about trying to make sure the environment is safe and comfortable for everyone. But even in elementary school, I've seen the bigotry. And but it goes beyond bigotry. It goes beyond anyone that's different in any way.
What is there, something in the water there?
Must be, but I can see how Columbine happened.
Yeah.
And I can see it now, it's, you know, filtering into the lower levels.
Whoa.
So I feel sorry for, you know, these are not necessarily bad people, but they have such an underlying anger, it seems
like. What are they angry about?
I'm not really sure. I mean, these are people that are not doing poorly, but they're not the most wealthy people in the world. But they want everything in their little perfect world to be that. For example, they have to meet with the police. I read this in my homeowners association news, just to make sure the crime level's down. Or they have to make sure that, you know, no one is playing with the Christmas ornaments that are sitting on the lawn. Otherwise, they have to have a neighborhood meeting about it. They're just a little too excessive.
All right. Kathleen, you know what? Thank you for the eye-opening call. Really
no problem.
Appreciate it. All right.
Right.
Well, I hate to drop this and move on to the bush and the gasoline prices, because I'd really like to know what's going on out there in Jeffco County. 303-713-7600. The gas prices are going up. What does Bush have to say about it? We'll talk about it coming up next, and the whole strategic oil reserve. Chuck Schumer and some Democrats are saying that Bush ought to let loose.
Brakes Plus does over 1,000 brake and auto services daily. They are the experts. Brakes Plus is the home of the $79 brake special and lifetime brakes starting at $99. For money-saving coupons and a location near you, visit brakesplus.com.
It's all about style. Just about any store can sell you generic eyeglasses off the rack. The same stuff you find on everyone else's face. Your Optics is the industry leader, the store designers turn to. Showcasing styles today, other stores will show you in about 2 to 3 years. Your Optics carries thousands of different models from around the world, and we're getting new creations every day. Your Optics sells eyewear that speaks to style, that is uniquely you. Our lens technology is cutting edge. Yet our fabrication of your eyewear is old-world craftsmanship. And we do all of this with your budget in mind. Your Optics has more choices, more styles, more colors, more designers than anyone else. Come in today and buy what the other stores will be featuring in 2008.
Your Optics. People with vision. In Cherry Creek North, next to the Tattered Cover. In Flatiron Marketplace near Nordstrom Rack, just east of the mall. In Park Meadows Mall. In Greenwood Village at Holly and Orchard. And on the web at eoptics.com.
has the winter weather taken its toll on your skin? MileHighMarket.com has half-price certificates from MediSpa. Rejuvenating skincare therapies like microdermabrasions and Botox from MediSpa at 12007 Pecos Street. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals.
How does 1% and a flat $99 fee sound to you for a new mortgage? Hi, this is Barney Aldridge of Benchmark Lending. I've been talking to you for 10 years about home loans, but our new Freedom Loan is the best program we've ever offered. Your payments and interest rate start at only 1%. That's right, 1%. How much can you save with this loan? Click on our logo and it'll take you straight to our website. There's no selling here. Our loan officers are not paid on commission. Whether your loan's $250,000 or a million or higher, it's still only $99. And guess what? We're nice people, too. So call 1-800-680-4000 and ask for the 1% Freedom Loan for $99. That's 1-800-680-4000. Or click on our logo and it'll take you straight to our website.
Licensed by the Department of Corporations as a California Finance Lender. Adjustable rate loan subject to annual increases. APR 4.95%.
Hey, bartender, can I get a beer?
Sure. You want a full beer or a half beer?
Why would I want half a beer?
Because a half a beer costs less. Save you some money.
Well, I can get full drinks for half price at MileHighMarket.com.
Sounds like a great bar. Are they hiring?
It's not a bar. It's a website with half-price drink deals. This month at MileHighMarket.com, enjoy the neighborhood feel of the Whiskey Bar with over 100 kinds of whiskey and Denver's only around-the-world whiskey tour. Downtown at 22nd and Larimer. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals.
Pick up Cardio Discovery at Rite Aid and other fine retailers.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Now more than ever, we need to stay strong and continue to voice the truth. Right, left, or in the middle, we're driving it home with the Ed Schultz Show, and we've accelerated from zero to 70 affiliates in less than a year.
Pulls closer through great hotel deals. Hotwire.com. Fly, sleep, drive, Jeep.
Based on February 2005 comparisons, not including taxes or fees. Prices subject to change and availability.
Now more than ever,
we need to stay strong and continue to voice the truth.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Talk radio at its best.
AKZN Thornton Boulder.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. President Bush's top environmental priority suffered a setback yesterday in the Senate when a Republican control committee pulled the brakes on Bush's plan to give power plants, factories, and refineries more time to reduce their air pollution. The Environment and Public Works Committee deadlocked on a 9-9 vote tie on Bush's so-called Clear Skies bill. The tie came after weeks of fruitless negotiation to get the bare majority required to recommend the bill to the full Senate. Despite yesterday's setback, it does not mean the administration is stymied in their effort to slow down the process of cleaning the air. Bush was in Ohio yesterday pressing the administration's concern about the environment, never once mentioning the Senate committee's vote.
Higher prices at the gas pump and rising home heating bills and the possibility of blackout are legitimate concerns for all Americans. To meet America's energy needs in the 21st century, we need a comprehensive national energy policy. It's time for Congress to act.
President Bush in Ohio yesterday, while he continues to press for certain measures that counters what most environmentalists are seeking in government, some staunch Bush supporters appear to be breaking rank on the issue of global warming. Earlier this week, former State Secretary James Baker said more should be done by the U.S. government to protect the environment with respect to global warming. Now the New York Times reports a core group of influential evangelical leaders has put considerable political power behind the cause that barely registers on their own agenda, the fight against global warming. They say church leaders, scientists, writers, and the heads of various international agencies argue that global warming is an urgent threat, a cause for poverty, and a Christian issue because the Bible mandates stewardship of God's creation. In other news, conservation groups sued the Bush administration yesterday for extending leases for oil and gas drilling off the Central California coast, claiming that increased production would harm marine ecosystems and coastal residents. The groups challenged the U.S. Interior Department's conclusion that no environmental impact would result from the extension of 37 leases for drilling off the coast of Ventura, Santa Barbara, and San Luis Obispo counties. Those leases have not been used to produce oil or natural gas. And the Republicans are continuing a major campaign to recruit blacks and other people of color to join their ranks. The major campaign will officially be launched today with the announcement of a special committee of African-American leaders and experts on minority voting to develop a strategy to attract more blacks. Reports say the group includes well-known black conservatives such as former Congressman J.C. Watts of Oklahoma and activists drawn to the party in recent years by the Bush administration's outreach to African-American ministers and business people.
News brought to you by Xantrex 3, the most powerful diet pill in America. Xantrex 3, more weight loss, faster weight loss, energy to burn. Xantrex 3 at stores nationwide or log on to Xantrex3.com.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
We are looking at a pretty typical commute this morning. Heavy traffic on the Boulder side streets, but no big problems in our way. Now, if you are heading into Denver, a couple of small problems to look out for. One is a small accident that has been cleared to the shoulder.
Searching for a bachelor's or master's degree program can be a daunting process. Why not study from a college that is focused on the humanities and sciences that allows you to build a course of study that is both interesting and convenient with your busy schedule?
The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers associate's, bachelor's, and master's degrees, as well as a diploma program, allowing students the opportunity to explore imaginative literature, natural science, philosophy and religion, social science, education, and jurisprudence degree programs from the comfort of their homes. Because coursework is distance education-based, students design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that's convenient for them. To find out how you can start advancing your educational goals today, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
Keeping up with those New Year's resolutions? Be good to yourself, your body, and your pocketbook with half-price deals from Back and Balance Chiropractic. Deep tissue massage, Swedish massage, and exercise therapy. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals.
Heading to the mountains to make some turns? Why not stay two nights in Breckenridge for free? No strings attached. Stay minutes from Main Street at the Breck Inn. A quaint Victorian inn with a cozy fireplace, outdoor hot tub, two qualifications. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Offer good Sunday through Wednesday weekend upgrades available. Act now to take advantage of this limited time offer. They say the best things in life aren't free. Well, you're going to disagree. Visit twofreenights.com for more information or call 1-877-39-GRAND to book your two free nights in Breckenridge. You must mention two free nights. Call 1-877-39-GRAND.
8 degrees in Boulder. There's a Save-On Pharmacy in your Albertsons. Now you have a trusted national pharmacy with 59 years of experience to help you take care of your family's health. Albertsons, helping
double your money and get things half price at MileHighMarket.com. Get half-price Europtic certificates for eyeglasses, sunglasses, or reading glasses from MileHighMarket.com. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals. Is it time to go for a refreshing dip? Dip into something different at the Melting Pot. The Melting Pot isn't just for special occasions. Come any evening to relax, unwind, and enjoy fabulous fondue, fine wine, and fun times. Finish off the evening with a sinfully delicious chocolate fondue. Add a little amaretto or, oh, maybe Bailey's Irish Cream. If you're planning a special occasion, the Melting Pot dining experience is like none you'll find anywhere else. And if you're the kind of person with a flair for living and a taste for fun, you can enjoy out-of-the-ordinary dining at the Melting Pot any night of the week. Make plans to dine at their Louisville location at 732 Main Street or their Littleton location at 2707 West Main Street. Don't forget to ask about the nightly specials, including the ever-popular Big Night Out or new for 2004, the Good Night Delight. To view the Melting Pot's menu or get driving directions, go to FondueCity.com.
877-788-3964. Volunteer for your future.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
It's the end of the world as we know it.
Good morning, 7:05, 5 minutes after 7. Scattered showers after 9 this morning. Partly cloudy with a high near 51. Jay Marvin, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Your palace of public opinion here. So get off your half moons and give us a call, 303-713-7600, or email jmarvin at am760.net. Go to www.am760.net, and you can send me an email, even though I usually try to answer my emails at home. However, yesterday, for some strange reason, in all the years I've used Apple and Mac, I've never had this happen to me before. My laptop blew up. It just collapsed on me. So I don't know what was behind that. I have to go find some place and get some help to get it going here. Speaking of getting going, last couple of days we've talked about gas prices. Yesterday we spent the better part of an hour talking not only about gas prices but also about hybrids. In the news this morning, President Bush says, he said this yesterday, that he understands public concern about rising gasoline prices. Yeah, I'll bet. But although his spokesman said the White House won't tap an emergency petroleum supply in response to the problem. Higher prices at the gas pump and rising home heating bills and the possibilities of blackouts are legitimate concerns for Americans, Bush said, from an auditorium at Franklin County Veterans Memorial. As gasoline prices hover at more than $2 a gallon and imported oil is at $55 a barrel and not going to go down anytime soon. Bush instructed Congress to enact energy legislation, yeah, right, that he says addresses both supply and conservation issues. Earlier, White House Press Secretary Mark McClellan told reporters aboard Air Force One, "We do not believe that the reserve should be used to manipulate prices for political purposes. The reserve, 660 million barrels, or the equivalent to more than 2 months of imports, is in salt domes on the Gulf Coast. It was created in 1973. To counter the oil embargo problems. Now, a number of Democrats, including Chuck Schumer of New York, have called on the president to release oil from the emergency reserve to ease the tight market conditions, but the White House has repeatedly rejected that move. The impact of high energy prices is particularly high on manufacturing states like Ohio, and Bush's audience sat quietly through most of his speech as he spoke of the technical alternatives like hydrogen fuel, biodiesel, and clean coal technology. But he drew a lot of applause from supporters because, you know, if you go to see him speak, and somebody sent me an email about this, and it's true, if you go to see George W. Bush speak, you've got to sign like a loyalty oath type thing, saying that you won't get up and disrupt or cause any trouble. He drew a lot of applause from supporters when he said Congress should allow drilling in Alaska's wildlife refuge, even though it would take time, it would disrupt the whole entire ecosystem up there, plus it would take time to even get that oil into the market. Here's my question for you. Should Bush release the Strategic Petroleum Reserves? Do you agree with Chuck Schumer and other Democrats who say that he should, because we're coming right now up on the high driving seasons, we get into spring and into summer? 660 million barrels, or the equivalent of 2 months of imports. Should the Bush administration make that oil available and drive down oil prices? It would only be a temporary fix. But the demand for oil and the demand for fuel, for crude oil and for gasoline, goes up as we start to move into the summer months when people get out on the road and drive. And I love road trips. I mean, for a lefty, I have all these bad habits. And one of them is road trips. I would rather drive in a car than fly. That's not to say I don't fly. But I'm always after Mary to take a road trip with me. I just dig it. I guess it's the old Jack Kerouac in me or something. 303-713-7600. Do you agree with this idea of opening up the strategic oil reserves to drive down gasoline prices? And I know people were pounding on me yesterday about the fact that I drive an SUV. And I admit it, I'm hooked on cars. I love automobiles. I just wish I could find something else to use to burn it. And I know there are people who called in yesterday about all kinds of, you know, hydrogen, all kinds of biodegradable fuels. Somebody told me they got a car or have seen a car that runs on old French fry oil. Let's go to Tim in Aurora. Tim, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. How are you doing?
Hi, Tim. How are you this morning?
I'm fine, thank you.
All right, what do you think?
Well, I think you should release some. I mean, I assume that's kind of what it's there for. We're not even near summertime, and these prices are astronomical.
And they're not going to go down.
He's never going to do it. I mean, it just pads the pockets of his buddies.
Well, the Saudis yesterday said, now this is, you have to take this with a grain of salt or a drop of oil, but this is what they said. They said, we can pump you all the oil you want, but it's the United States refining capacity that is the problem. That there hasn't been a new refinery built in this country in 25 years. Now, I don't know whether to believe that or not.
I don't believe that. I mean, are the Saudis not Bush's friends?
Oh, yeah, of course.
They not have a long history?
Oh, yes, of course.
Sure, they're not going to do anything that's going to compromise Bush's grand vision.
They've been in business together.
Sure. I mean, it's all tied in. I mean, the guy called yesterday about the cartels that control these prices and artificially jack the prices up. I mean, I totally believe that.
Yeah.
I don't have any doubt about that and what Bush's plans are for this country.
Yeah, and then he
doesn't care anything about you or I.
Yeah, and then he gets up yesterday and starts talking about the biodegradable fuel and about biodiesel and about hydrogen fuel and calling on Congress to enact conservation legislation. I mean, where the hell was he like a year ago? The only thing we heard a year ago out of him was gay rights.
Well, sure.
And now all of a sudden,
whatever card has to be played for him to advance his cause, and that's all it is. It's a big shell game for him.
All right, Tim. Thanks, man.
Have a good day.
Appreciate the call. 303-713-7600, or you can always email me at jmarvin@am760.net. 303-713-7600. Yeah, Bush had nothing to say about this, say, a year ago. But now, all of a sudden, he stands up and asks Congress to enact conservation to address both supply and conservation issues. Let's go to Doug in Boulder. Doug, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hi, Jay.
Hi.
A second time I'm saying welcome back.
Thanks.
It's good to hear you every morning. My question echoes that guy who was just talking, but there ought to be some way. I mean, I know Bush is George Jr., is whatever his name is, our president. His stocks and everything are in a blind trust.
Right.
But George Sr.'s aren't, and still there ought to be some way to figure out how much the Bush family as a whole, including Jeb and their thief brother who used to run Silverado and should have been indicted out here, how much do they make from this? I mean, it's got to be millions of dollars that they make when the price of oil goes up.
The oil companies are making huge, huge profits. So why would it be in their interest, or if Bush's financial future is tied to this, why would it be in his interest in order to enact legislation that has to deal with conservation issues and conservation of fuel? It seems to me he'd want more to be sold.
Well, first of all, I agree with you, and second of all, I haven't read the small print. But if the small print is always like his Clean Air Act, which finally just got dumped. But with Bush, it seems to be the big lie. And so I see him as making lots and lots of money off of oil prices, and it ought to be able to be calculated by some brilliant person over the Internet.
All right. Should he turn loose some of that 660 million barrels?
I don't know about that. I really, really don't, because that's an issue of national defense. I'm a veteran. I'm a big believer in national defense. What he ought to be doing is looking after the money that he just cut off from veterans' benefits is what he ought to be doing. They don't affect me directly, but once again, vets get screwed. And so I don't know if he should release that money or not. I'm listening to your show.
All right. I appreciate the call, man.
Thanks a lot, man.
Thank you. 303-713-7600. All right, should George Bush turn loose of the 660 million barrels, or the equivalent to more than 2 months of imports that are sitting in salt domes on the Gulf Coast? This strategic oil supply was created back in 1973 to counter the oil embargo problems that we had. If those of you that remember what those days were like, with long gasoline lines, should he turn loose of this oil now that we're starting to move into the peak of the driving season? This is March already. What is the date today? I'm going to look at my watch here. Yeah, it's the 10th. Thank you, John Turk, who whispered that in my ear. Okay, so it's March the 10th. The driving season kicks off, what, in about another month and a half? People start to get out on the road? Amelia, when does school let out?
May.
May. So you figure when the kids are out of school in May, you guys will be driving, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so should he release that? Should he release the 660 million barrels? 303-713-7600. We'll get to more of your calls coming up here on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. They have their station. Now, finally, we've got ours. And let's get a look at progressive traffic at 715 with Amelia Earhart. Amelia.
Thank you, Jay. Well, right now, streets in Boulder, pretty much accident-free, though we are very heavy. Now, Broadway is thick with school and work heading in now and also heading out to Front Range. We're seeing thick traffic on the diagonal. We are heavy here, but luckily no accidents to report. Now, heading eastbound on the Turnpike, we're jammed up from Sheridan down to I-25. 75, and if you use I-270, watch for a slowdown from I-76 to York. I-76 itself, we still have that high wind advisory in place right near Julesburg, so watch out if you do drive that high-profile vehicle. Southbound I-25, heavy up north from 104th Avenue down approaching the Turnpike, again from I-70 to Spear, also on that stretch from Alameda to University. Weather-wise, a nice day ahead of us with highs in the upper 50s and a low tonight of around 27 degrees. Currently, we're at 38 degrees in Boulder. Come into Subway today for the $2.49 daily special, a different 6-inch sub every day of the week. Thursdays, you can get a zesty Italian BMT 6-inch sub loaded with all your favorites for just $2.49. Limited time offer at participating restaurants. Subway, eat fresh. I'm Amelia Earhart for AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Lace up those running shoes, hit the pavement, and start training. Denver's newest half marathon is just around the corner. Join AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk on Sunday, June 12th for the inaugural Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and the Lunabar Women's Only 8K Running Event.
Register 303-783-3983. Our 4.99 offer can be used to consolidate bills, to get cash out for home improvements
in Colorado. And Rockies is the place to go. Why do I say Rockies? Because Mary and I have bought cars from Rockies, and you know something? They make it easy. And not only that, they're people that you can trust, and they treat you right. At Rockies, you'll find just about any maker, model you can think of. Ford, Chevy, Dodge, you want a Nissan, Toyota, a Honda, maybe a Pontiac. They got Volkswagens and a whole lot more. Rockies has them all, and it's all at a convenient location on the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76. That's just south of the Boulder Turnpike. Rockies, friendly staff, people like Colby and the Tower of Power. Ask for Colby or my man Spanky or Larry the Elf or Marv or Tom. You know, they'll sell you a car, and you can be assured of what you're getting, and you can be assured that the people you deal with are some of the most honest and coolest down-to-earth people that I can think of. Rockies has been family-owned and operated since 1982. Rockies Auto.
Hey, bartender, can I get a beer?
Sir, you want a full beer or half beer?
Why would I want half a beer?
Because a half a beer costs less. Save you some money.
Well, I can get full drinks for half price at MileHighMarket.com.
Sounds like a great bar. Are they hiring?
It's not a bar. It's a website with half-price drink deals. This month on MileHighMarket.com, the Poorhouse is a family-owned East Coast-style neighborhood pub that asks all pretensions be left at the door. Great drinks and the best clam chowder outside of Boston. The Poorhouse Pub, downtown at Market and 15. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? They're loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference. American Financing Corporation.
Get it done right at one of 3,700 convenient locations. Visit theupsstore.com for the location nearest you. Participation may vary.
You can now get up on the left side of the bed. Jane Marvin on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:20, 20 minutes after 7. Scattered showers after 9 this morning. Partly cloudy with a high near 51. Jay Marvin, neither right nor left, but as radical as reality dictates. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. President Bush said yesterday that he understands the public concern about rising gasoline prices, although his spokesman said the White House won't tap an emergency petroleum supply in response to the problem. Several Democrats, including Chuck Schumer, have asked the president to do so because of the high gas prices that we're now experiencing, and we're starting to move in to the driving season. 303-713-7600 or send me an email at jmarvin@am760.net. Let's get back to the phones. We'll go to Paul in Littleton. Paul, good morning. You're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning.
Hi.
I just wanted to talk about the oil prices and the strategic reserve.
Sure.
I don't think we should open it, and it's because the problem isn't the supply and demand or refinery problem. It's the dollar's been devaluated 30%. and oil prices are up 30%. It's a direct correlation. If you look at oil prices per barrel in euros, the price has not changed at all.
So how do we get around this, the devaluing of the dollar by 30%?
Well, we devaluated the dollar, and we did that so that we could get imports in, or that they would buy our imports.
Well, you know, the Saudis were saying it was a refining problem.
Well, that's not true, because capacity is not at peak performance yet.
Well, you know, they were saying yesterday, the Saudis were saying that it was at peak performance and that they would pump us all they could, but we just couldn't refine it fast enough. And there's
that.
Also those who believe that the Chinese also have something to do with it, that they're putting pressure on the world's oil supply because their appetite for it is expanding at a rapid rate.
Well, if you look at the price per barrel in euros, price hasn't changed. It's only changed in dollars because our currency's been devaluated.
All right. Thank you, Paul. Appreciate the call. Jim in Denver. Jim, you're on AM760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Morning, Jay. It's Don from Littleton. But, I mean, using up the reserves, is going to make no difference at all. And that's because we, you know, Americans use 20 million barrels of oil a day. The rest of the world is using like 2 to 4 million barrels. And you can drill in Alaska, and if you do that, you're going to have to drill off the Florida coast.
Well, drilling in Alaska is not going to help us.
Yeah, that's not going to make any difference either, because the problem is we have no energy plan. I mean,
well, yeah,
the mileage could have been improved on vehicles. We haven't done anything for decades. And I think we're really doomed. I mean, the only way you can control the price of gasoline is you have to tax. You have to increase the oil tax.
Yeah, but you increase.
And they're not going to do that.
Yeah, but you increase the oil tax, and you hurt the middle and lower middle class and poor people.
You got to do something. I mean, you don't. You're using up way too much oil a day. And the only way you can control that is you're going to have to tax.
All right, thank you, Don.
That's not going to happen.
No, it shouldn't happen. Thank you, Don. Appreciate it. 303-713-7600. Now let's try Jim in Denver. Jim, hi, you there? Jim?
Hello.
Hey, you're on, man.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hey, you know, he's not going to ask to release any strategic reserves. He knows that's not the problem. It's clear-cut. Price fixing, manipulation of the market. He's not going to do nothing.
Then why doesn't he step in and do something about it?
He doesn't want to. I mean, he's as happy as all the rest of the oil barons. What needs to happen is we have no oversight. There's no accountability. Right now, the majority party leads all the regulatory and investigative committees, and that needs to change. They need to be bipartisan committees that are not afraid to investigate their own party. That's the problem.
Well, you know what? Listen, I agree 100%. And he says higher prices. I'm quoting him now. Higher prices at the gas pumps and rising home heating bills and the possibility of blackouts are legitimate concerns for America, Bush says. He says he understands the gas pricing problem. Yeah, I'll bet.
Yeah, well, that's the same thing Dick Cheney told California 2 years ago, whatever it was, and they brought them to their knees. They don't like regulations. They just want to be richer than they can get. I don't know. It's just a scam. It needs to be done through the legislative process.
All right, but do you think if you had control, would you release some of the supplies, yes or no?
I would go after the oil companies because that's the problem. Just like Clinton did. All he did was hint of an investigation because of why the prices are going up so dramatically fast. The next day they dropped 10 cents a gallon. That's all it takes.
All right, Jim. Thanks, man.
Yep.
303-713-7600. Would you release those strategic supplies? There are 660 million barrels, or the equivalent of more than 2 months of imports, that are sitting in salt domes on the Gulf Coast. Chuck Schumer and other Democrats have called for the release of some of that oil to drive down the oil prices, but the president has totally rejected that. Instead, Bush instructed Congress to enact energy legislation that he says addresses both the supply and conservation issues. Do you believe that? You believe the president on that? Let's go to Rob in Denver. Rob, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay. Bo drinks to you.
Bo drinks, Rob.
You know, I try to get on here and talk about economics as much as I can because I do this for a living. And I got to tell you, I've never seen the kind of scam and scandal over the last 4 years that I've ever seen in my 44 years on this planet.
Wow.
We have gone into just total, flat out, go for yours, take everything from everybody, rape the public, steal every dime from them, everywhere. Energy, this energy problem, rolling blackouts again. Okay, we'll do the Enron situation again, which was a scam to put Arnold in office anyway. We'll do the Enron scam. We'll do rolling blackouts brought to you by the people that put Bush in.
Right.
So, I mean, if people can't put this whole equation together, they've got, you know, there has to be some kind of movement where the people can take their government back. I mean, this has just gone rampant insanity right now.
Well, there's nothing we can do until the year 2006.
Well, you know, I think...
And then when that happens, then we got to work hard to get Democrats in office.
See, that's another problem because, you know, the Democratic Party, to me, has just rolled over and become the Republican Party.
Parts
know?
Of it, yeah, you're right, parts of it have, but there are a lot of people who are involved who don't fit that description.
I hope so because, you know, this has got to come to an end. We've got massive government spending everywhere. The country's going flat broke right now. Everybody in the country's going broke. Every time I pick up an economic report, it's just horrendous news. Warren Buffett says the American citizen is going to be reduced to a sharecropper if we continue these endeavors overseas at $5 billion a month for wars without end with no sense, no purpose.
All right, if you had your finger, though, on these 660 million barrels of oil, would you release it as Chuck Schumer is asking or no?
Yeah, I'd unload it. I'd unload it right now. But see, we're being squeezed. You know, everybody's like, well, it's the Saudis. The House of Saud is controlled by the Bank of England. We're being squeezed by our own quote-unquote allies.
Well, the Saudis are claiming they're pumping as much as they can. They were blaming it on refineries.
They really are pumping as much. I mean, they're cranking out the whole capacity, I think, can only crank out 32 million barrels a day.
They were claiming that no refineries have been built in this country in 25 years, no new refineries, and that it's a refinery problem.
That's part of the problem, too. Because, see, every time they do, you know, this is why I say I've traded these markets long enough to know that every time they do this, they jack the price because they're switching over from heating to run on gasoline, which only takes 2 weeks, you know, from them to switch switch the burn over. So then you always have this artificial manipulation every time this year you have it. And, you know, the American public has got to we're going to have to do something in this country. And like I've just said, you know, I'm watching the infrastructure of this place fall apart.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Rob. I appreciate it, man, as always. All right. Thanks for the call. That frees up a line at 303-713-7600. Get off your half moons, and would you release the strategic oil supply if you were the president? Bush rejects that. He says we can now reach all of Anwar's oil by drilling on just about 2,000 acres. 2,000 acres is the size of the Columbus Airport. He was saying that yesterday in Ohio, and he understands our pain over high fuel prices, he claims. So he claims. 7:30 at AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Speaking of fuel prices, let's get a look at Boulder's Progressive Traffic with Amelia Earhart.
Thank you, Jay. Well, if you are leaving Boulder right now, unfortunately, I have some bad news for you. Not quite as bad as yesterday, but eastbound on Highway 36, we now have an accident blocking the right-hand lane right between Sheridan and 80th Avenue, so we will start to see those jams approach Church Ranch very shortly. Now, in the Denver metro area, two small problems in the works. One is a two-car crash on the ramp from northbound I-225 heading onto westbound I-70, as well as another one on northbound I-25 heading onto the ramp to I-70. Now, taking a check on Boulder area weather, today will be windy and partly cloudy with a high of 56 degrees. Tonight's low, a little cooler at 27. Currently, we're at 40 degrees in Boulder. The Big Blue Lighthouse has what you want for this summer, a new Sea Ray or tracker boat. That's Marine Max, just off of C-470 in Quebec at County Line in Holly. Marine Max has the boat of your dreams in stock and on sale now. Just look for the Big Blue Lighthouse, Marine Max. I'm Amelia Earhart for AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Lace up those running shoes, hit the pavement, and start training. Denver's newest half marathon is just around the corner. Join AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk on Sunday, June 12th for the inaugural Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and the Lunabar Women's Only 8K Running Event.
Men seldom make passes at girls who wear glasses. Sorry, Dorothy Parker, you got it wrong.
Hi, I'm Ira Haber. Obviously, Dorothy Parker never shopped at Europtics. Men do make passes at girls in Europtics glasses, and vice versa. We have a million-dollar inventory of the best name-brand designer eyewear anywhere. We custom-fit our eyewear with the thinnest and lightest weight lenses available. Our staff of certified opticians are trained to not only help you see better, but look better, too. Showing you eyewear that truly complements your face and style. And we always do it with your budget in mind. Your optics customers always seem to get the most compliments. And from what I hear, the most phone numbers and emails, too.
Your optics. People with vision. In Cherry Creek North, next to the Tattered Cover. In Flatiron Marketplace near Nordstrom Rack, just east of the mall. In Park Meadows Mall. In Greenwood Village at Holly and Orchard. And on the web at eoptics.com.
Are you an optimist or a realist? How about being an optimistic realist? Stonecastle Security helps you deal with the reality of crime and vandalism. Click here if you've ever considered a security system to protect your family. Click here to find out how Stonecastle Security, with its 24-hour monitoring, state-of-the-art motion detection, and theft protection guarantee, can protect your property. Restrictions do apply, so click here for details or call Stonecastle Security, an authorized ADT dealer, at 303-456-5550. Double your money and get things half price at MileHighMarket.com. From the Bronx Barbecue to the Coney Island Gyros, real New York deli-style sandwiches from Gandolfini's Deli. One bite and you're there. Get half-price sandwich certificates at MileHighMarket.com.
County Line Liquor is paying back their loyal customers with the Savings Train Card. Pick up a Savings Train card, fill in your favorite item, and have your card stamped with each purchase. Buy six of your favorite item, you get the next one at half price, or buy 12 and get the next one for a penny. Good on every item in the store, including sale items. No games, no gimmicks, no case discounts. Hop on the Savings Train today at County Line Liquor, County Line and Broadway.
Helping to build a positive influence through teaching can be one of the most rewarding careers. The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers a Master's of Arts in Education, in addition to several other bachelor's, master's, and diploma programs in the humanities and sciences. All coursework through the College of the Humanities and Sciences is distance education based, allowing students to design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that is convenient for them. To find out how you can obtain your Master's of Arts in Education or other exciting degree programs through the College of the Humanities and Sciences, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
1-800-555-TREE. When banks compete, you win. Call 1-800-555-TREE for details and licensing. Equal housing opportunity.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 735, 25 minutes in front of 8 o'clock. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. They got their radio station, now we've got ours. 303-713-7600, Jay Marvin. Along with you, we're talking about the strategic oil supply problem here in this country, about the petroleum prices. And hello to Allison Main in Denver. Allison, thank you for listening to AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. President Bush said yesterday he understands the public concern about rising gasoline prices, although his spokesman said the White House won't tap the emergency energy petroleum supply in response to the problem. Bush instructed Congress. And notice how it says, it's not Bush asked Congress, it's Bush instructed Congress to enact energy legislation that he says addresses both supply and conservation issues. 303-713-7600. Would you turn loose some of this 660 million barrels to drive down gas prices? Also, another Colorado professor is allegedly in trouble for something that he said. We'll talk about that coming up after 8 o'clock. Let's get back to the phones, and we go to Kevin in Denver. Kevin, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How's it going?
Just fine, man. How's it with you?
It's going well. This is troubling to me, and the connection with the Democratic Party is especially bothersome because I consider myself a Democrat. I campaigned for the Democrats this last time around, and I believe that short of violent revolution, which I'm not yet prepared to advocate, the Democratic Party is our only hope for change in the near future.
You know, it is our only hope.
And when I see them pander to the desires of the American people, like, hey, we'll get you your oil, and then you can remember that we're the ones that helped you when you thought you were going to run out, and now you can vote for us instead of doing the responsible thing. It just disgusts me. I mean, we've got to look at our consumption. We've got to look at our waste and our lifestyle.
You know what, though? We've been talking about this for the last 2 days. We've been talking about it for the last 2 days about we have to look at our consumption. We have to look at our consumption. We have to look at our lifestyle. But, you know, that's easier said than done on a practical level. It's just easier said than done.
Well, I don't know that. I mean, yeah, maybe it's easier said than done, but it's not impossible to be done. I mean, let me tell you the ugly truth about ourselves. The ugly truth about ourselves is if somebody invented a machine in which we could grind up children to extract oil from them, we'd do that before we changed our ways.
Well, I don't know. I wouldn't go that far.
Well, thanks, Jay. Talk to you later.
All right, thanks. Well, I mean, I just wouldn't go that far. I mean, I think it's easier said than done. I mean, we can't all, you know, rush down and turn our cars for hybrids. And we talked about that whole hybrid thing yesterday. But good Lord, the price of gasoline is going through the roof.
Hey, Jay, can I interject real quick?
You can interject anytime, Turk.
Hey, I got a call earlier from Elsie, who came on yesterday, was talking about the hemp oil thing, and she says that Marilyn, who is the owner of the Mercury Cafe in downtown Denver,
right?
She runs her car on all the fat that they get from the Mercury Cafe. That she uses all the fat and runs her car on that.
You know what? I was talking to somebody else the other day about this, was saying that he, too, had a car that ran on all the byproducts of, French fry oil. The stuff that they used to fry, food with. But, I mean, yeah, that's all practical, and maybe it works. But, like, you think all the, you know, you think all the British Petroleum, all the Shell, all the Conoco stations are going to, like, disappear tomorrow? That's not going to happen. I mean, we're more or less stuck on this system. You know, I'm 52 years old. I can remember 1973. I can remember what that was like. I don't even think you were on the planet, Turk. Were you on the planet in 73?
I was a year later.
Yeah, man, I remember what that was like. Does anybody remember all the, you know, if your license plate ends in odd numbers, you buy gasoline on this day. If your license plate ends in even numbers, you buy gasoline on this day. And all the lines at the gas stations in order to get gas. You would have thought back then we would have started working towards something different. You can call me a cynic, but people don't want to give up their automobiles. We are in love with the car. And there is no better place that we're in love with the car than the West. I've talked about all those cars I bought from Rockies. Do you know that when Mary and I moved to Chicago, when I left here, I can't remember what year that was that I left here. Well, it was 6 years ago. I traded in every automobile I had. I got rid of them all and went down to one car. And then, even then, I didn't use that car all the time because there was mass transit. And I used cabs. So I didn't drive that much. And the biggest expense was basically parking. But here I am now. I'm living in Boulder. And I got to drive everywhere. And aren't we all stuck in this position? Are we all in this position? We're wedded to our automobiles. And there is no logical way to get out of it. I'm undecided on whether we should turn loose this 660 million barrels. But good Lord, we got to do something. But we're not going to turn around tomorrow and start running our cars off French fry oil. It just isn't going to work. All right, let's go to John in Thornton. John, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, how are you?
Hi, John, how are you?
Just wanted to preface by saying, first of all, I'm a righty. The guys who you'd like to have listen, because I'm the guy you're trying to change his mind. And second of all, I'm a petroleum engineer from School of Mines, so I have a little bit of experience in the petroleum industry. You know, one of the things that we see as one of the biggest problems going forward is, you touched on it earlier, we haven't had a refinery built in the last 25 years, and there's a lot of restrictions on where we can drill and how we can drill and how we do that here in America. And so it kind of forces us right now to, you know, import already refined gasoline, which is just an expensive process to go ahead and do. And so, as you had mentioned earlier, that, you know, you remember the 70s way back when, you know, oil was hit a crisis and people were standing in lines, and we should have come up with a long-term solution at that point. And unfortunately, at that point was really when we started hindering ourselves. If you remember, Earth Day was started in 1969, 68, around that era.
I remember Earth Day.
And it was all caused by the blowout in Santa Barbara on an offshore rig, because the cement engineer didn't do his job as well as he could have.
And I remember those. I remember the beaches along Santa Barbara being polluted because I grew up in Southern California.
Absolutely. And so ever since then, there's been a natural backlash, and I'm not going to say it's wrong. And I face the same problems when I go to Conoco as you do. But on the other hand, if we're going to hamstring ourselves and say, no, we're not going to produce here and we're not going to refine here, we're going to get stuck with whatever it is people produce and refine elsewhere. And so when we have a currency problem, which we do now, it really inflates the matter of importing so much. Whereas if we were producing, say, 50% of our use domestically, we wouldn't have so much of an increase in the dollar amount, because we wouldn't necessarily feel the impact of the trade deficiency.
So are you building a case to start drilling?
Absolutely. I mean, drilling in Alaska horizontally to, you know, the technologies we can use now to not harm the environment is part of a long-term problem or a long-term solution. I see lifting out the oil reserves just a short-term solution. It might drop 10 cents a gallon for 6 months, but that's not really what we're talking about. We're talking about not paying $4.50 10 years from now. That's my goal.
But do you think the drilling would alleviate having to pay that amount of money, that there's enough oil there? And then on top of that, you know, you're talking about disrupting a pristine environmental area. I mean, I bet you can ask most people, and this is, I'm just pulling this out, this is a generalization.
Sure.
So it may not be true. But I think if you ask most people, what would you rather do? Would you rather cut consumption or drill? I bet you most people would say that in reality, that we should cut consumption. But I don't think cutting consumption is realistic. I don't think we're going to do it.
Well, I think you'd probably agree with me that the final solution is probably a combination of them both. Cutting consumption and increasing the amount of supply, that's kind of how to affect prices. But I guess on the other hand, as far as being, devil's advocate, there's a lot of people that had wanted us to get away from the oil industry because it's not really good for the environment, it's not really clean. Not probably the most efficient way to run a car. I mean, even a diesel engine was first made to run off of corn oil, not diesel gasoline.
Well, then so why don't we switch? Why don't we go to that? Because I don't see it coming anytime soon.
Horsepower. It's pretty simple. We want to drive 90 on the highways, not 50. I mean, it's just kind of the American psyche that's digging ourselves a hole we can't seem to get out of, because we don't really want to drill here. We don't want to refine here. We don't want to drive less than 90 miles an hour. We don't want to live anywhere near where we work. We don't want to play anywhere near where we live. And so all those things kind of add up. And then once you get yourself into a fix of we're now importing and we're at the mercy of the exchange rate, you get yourself into a pain that we're experiencing now.
Yeah, there just doesn't seem to be any way out of it. You know, I wouldn't mind releasing some of the strategic oil to drive the price down, even if it was only for 6 months. At least it would get us over the hump of the summertime when it's usually the peak driving period. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, I would agree in the short term, but here's the question you got to ask. Of those, 600 million barrels, do we need all of them? And if we do, eventually in the long run, we're going to have to replace whatever we take out. And if we replace whatever we take out and we haven't fixed the problem, after our short-term nice happens over the summer and we go back to filling them back up, it's going to be twice as bad as it is now.
All right, John.
So I guess if you're making the argument that we only need 250,000 barrels of reserves, then great, get rid of 350,000. But if we're all in the agreement that we need these 600,000 barrels, then getting rid of them at the short term is just kind of, I'll keep the bleeding from hurting now, but I'm going to bleed twice as bad later.
All right, man. Great call. Appreciate you calling. Thank you
so
much. It's 7:46, 14 minutes in front of 8 o'clock. Actually, it's coming up to 13 minutes in front of 8 here. And we will take a look at progressive traffic with Amelia Earhart when she's ready. But we'll also take more of your calls at 303-713-7600.
Lace up those running shoes, hit the pavement, and start training. Denver's newest half marathon is just around the corner. Join AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk on Sunday, June 12th for the inaugural Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and the Lunabar Women's Only 8K Running Event.
Think of how much cash you have in your wallet or purse right now. Now double it. Double your money and get things half price at MileHighMarket.com. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half price deals.
Brakes Plus does over 1,000 brake and auto services daily. They are the experts. Brakes Plus is the home of the $79 brake special and lifetime brakes starting at $99. For money-saving coupons and a location near you, visit BrakesPlus.com.
It's all about style. Just about any store can sell you generic eyeglasses off the rack. The same stuff you find on everyone else's face. EurOptics is the industry leader, the store designers turn to. Showcasing styles today, other stores will show you in about 2 to 3 years. EurOptics carries thousands of different models from around the world, and we're getting new creations every day. EurOptics sells eyewear that speaks to style, that is uniquely you. Our lens technology is cutting edge, yet our fabrication of your eyewear is old-world craftsmanship. And we do all of this with your budget in mind. EurOptics has more choices, more styles, more colors, more designers than anyone else. Come in today and buy what the other stores will be featuring in 2008.
EurOptics, people with vision. In Cherry Creek North, next to the Tattered Cover. In Flatiron Marketplace, near Nordstrom Rack, just east of the mall. In Park Meadows Mall. In Greenwood Village at Holly and Orchard. And on the web at eoptics.com.
Sample at 1-877-213-3200. That's 1-877-213-3200.
Well, if you are sitting on the turnpike, we've probably had you a little worried. The good news is the crash between Sheridan and 80th Avenue heading eastbound has been completely clear to the shoulder, but we are jamming back to Church Ranch. We are slowly improving. Now, we're also jammed back to Kipling heading eastbound on 6th Avenue because of a crash here approaching Sheridan, also dealing with a brand new minor crash in the left-hand lane of southbound I-25 at Washington. Now, weather-wise, a nice day ahead of us, a little cooler than yesterday. Now, we will see temperatures in the 50s with strong winds and possibly showers this morning.
Has the winter weather taken its toll on your skin? MileHighMarket.com has half-price certificates from MediSpa. Rejuvenating skincare therapies like microdermabrasions and Botox from MediSpa at 12007 Pecos Street. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals.
How does 1% and a flat $99 fee sound to you for a new mortgage? Hi, this is Barney Aldridge of Benchmark Lending. I've been talking to you for 10 years about home loans, but our new Freedom Loan is the best program we've ever offered. Your payments and interest rate start at only 1%. That's right, 1%. How much can you save with this loan? Click on our logo and it'll take you straight to our website. There's no selling here. Our loan officers are not paid on commission. Whether your loan's $250,000 or $1 million or higher, it's still only $99. And guess what? We're nice people, too. So call 1-800-680-4000 and ask for the 1% Freedom Loan for $99. That's 1-800-680-4000. Or click on our logo and it'll take you straight to our website.
Licensed by the Department of Corporations as a California Finance Lender. Adjustable rate loan subject to annual increases. APR 4.95%.
Hey, bartender, can I get a beer?
Sure. You want a full beer or half beer?
Why would I want half a beer?
Because a half a beer costs less. Save you some money.
Well, I can get full drinks for half price at MileHighMarket.com.
Sounds like a great bar. Are they hiring?
It's not a bar. It's a website with half-price drink deals. This month at MileHighMarket.com, enjoy the neighborhood feel of the Whiskey Bar with over 100 kinds of whiskey and Denver's only around-the-world whiskey tour. Downtown at 22nd and Larimer. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals.
And by the way, if you still hear that sound, you better head to Just Brakes right now. Just Brakes, earning your trust at every stop.
The GOP calls him an SOB. It's Jay Marvin, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:51, 9 minutes in front of 8 o'clock. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk, talk radio for the rest of us. And scattered showers after 9 this morning, then partly cloudy and a high near 51 right now. It just absolutely looks like it's shaping up to be another great day. We've got another professor in the state of Colorado that's in trouble and has had some allegations leveled against him. We'll have that coming up after 8 o'clock. Right now, I'm asking you, do you think that President Bush, that George W. Bush is right in not tapping the strategic petroleum reserves to drive down gasoline prices? Let's go to Daryl in Loveland. Daryl, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hi, Jay. How you doing?
Hi, Daryl. How are you?
Great show, guy.
Thanks.
Real good show. Hey, you know, I'm just a real frustrated guy. I own a small business, and I move a lot of freight. And this affects my cost. And, you know, the one thing that, you know, just gets at me is I know, first of all, you know, Bush scares the hell out of me.
Yeah, me too.
Just scares me. And I know, you know, he's in bed with these corporations. And in fact, you know, on your radio, on your show yesterday, I looked at hybrid cars. I mean, I was really interested in all that. But I also got in there and, you know, discussed oil companies and how much money they've been making.
Right. Record profits.
Record profits. And we know that Bush is in bed with these corporations, and he has been. We know, I mean, when he was 40 years old. I mean, you know, we know where this guy's been. And so call me paranoid, but, you know, it makes me wonder. You know, he wants to break into Alaska and do all this stuff. And so why would he want the prices to go down?
Well, I think it's, you know, I don't think that's calling you. I don't think you should be paranoid. I think, you know, you're zeroing in on the target. I mean, I think the GOP and Bush, they're interested in monopoly capitalism. They're not really interested in the small guy like you trying to get out there and slug it out. They're more interested in enriching their friends and turning the United States over for the elite to ransack. You know, and yeah, it does affect you. That's the problem with gasoline prices, that when fuel prices go up like they are now, it's people like you and me that have to take the bite, and a guy like you with a small business, you're definitely going to have to take the bite. I don't think you're paranoid at all.
Yeah, I just, you know, and again, it's just another reason, like I said, he just scares me, the way he operates and his agenda and how we are not involved in that. You know, we're not, it doesn't support us in any way at all. You know, one question before I get off the air, I'll just listen to your response on the air. You know, I think our you know, with Kerry and all this focus, how the whole campaign was running, and one of the reasons
right.
we lost it was because we were focusing on what Bush did, you know, in the 20, 30 years ago when he was in the Army or, you know, the National Guard.
Oh, the Air National Guard, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, all this stuff when there were so many issues that could have been brought up and hammered on as far as health care and as far as other things that have happened. Well, you know, so I think the reason we lost it was because we just didn't run a good campaign. I mean,
I think you're right.
He was there to beat. Now, I'm going to take this off the air. I'm going to say goodbye. You got a great show. What do you think as far as, you know, I'm looking down the road, but it's the only thing that makes me feel good. What do you think about Hillary? Thanks,
all right.
Jay.
Thanks, Daryl. I like Hillary Clinton personally. I mean, I really like her. And I would have no trouble voting for her at all. And I think it's time to have a woman as president of the United States. We certainly couldn't do any worse than we're doing now. That's for damn sure. I definitely would vote for Hillary. But I'm looking at 2006. I think hopefully that all of these things like high fuel prices, the war in Iraq, Social Security will turn around and bite the Republicans in the half moons. And that we have an excellent chance in 2006. All right, coming up next hour, another professor.
Searching for a bachelor's or master's degree program can be a daunting process. Why not study from a college that is focused on the humanities and sciences that allows you to build a course of study that is both interesting and convenient with your busy schedule?
The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers associates, bachelor's, and master's degrees, as well as a diploma program, allowing students the opportunity to explore imaginative literature, natural science, philosophy and religion, social science, education, and jurisprudence degree programs from the comfort of their homes. Because coursework is distance education based, students students design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that's convenient for them. To find out how you can start advancing your educational goals today, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
They're their own republic, and now they service all the community needs from 7 a.m. to midnight daily with coffee, lunch, dinner, and their famous in-house brews. Visit the Republic of Boulder at the corner of 11th and Canyon in downtown Boulder, or learn more at republicofboulder.com.
7:57, 3 minutes in front of 8 o'clock now, more than ever, AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Maybe you're straddling one of those gas guzzlers and you want to get a smaller car, or maybe you just need to get a bigger car to fit to what you got going on in your life. Whichever it is, you should go to Rocky's Autos. They have the largest selection of cleanest late model used cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. At Rocky's, you'll find just about any maker model you can think of, from Ford, Chevy, Dodge, Nissan, Toyota, Honda, Pontiac, Volkswagen, and a whole lot more. And Rocky's has them all at one convenient location at the corner 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76. That's just south of the Boulder Turnpike. How do I know about Rocky's? Because Mary and I bought four cars at Rocky's, and I'll tell you, it was one of the most pleasant experiences we ever went through. Get out there and see my man Colby in the Tower of Power. See Larry the Elf, Tom or Marv, the Bashir brothers, or Spanky. Just stop by Rocky's and see, and they're open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. until 8 p.m., and if you arrive after 8, hey, at Rocky's, they'll stay late.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Now more than ever, we need to stay strong and continue to voice the truth. Right, left, or in the middle, we're driving it home with the Ed Schultz Show, and we've accelerated from 0 to 70 affiliates in less than a year.
Keeping up with those New Year's resolutions? Be good to yourself, your body, and your pocketbook with half-price deals from Back and Balance Chiropractic. Deep tissue massage, Swedish massage, and exercise therapy. Visit milehighmarket.com for half-price deals.
Heading to the mountains to make some turns? Why not stay two nights in Breckenridge for free? No strings attached. Stay minutes from Main Street at the Breck Inn. A quaint Victorian inn with a cozy fireplace, outdoor hot tub, two qualifications. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Offer good Sunday through Wednesday weekend upgrades available. Act now to take advantage of this limited time offer. They say the best things in life aren't free. Well, you're going to disagree. Visit twofreenights.com for more information or call 1-877-39-GRAND to book your two free nights in Breckenridge. You must mention two free nights. Call 1-877-39-GRAND.
Double your money and get things half price at milehighmarket.com. Get half price Europtic certificates for eyeglasses, sunglasses, or reading glasses from milehighmarket.com. Visit milehighmarket.com for half price deals.
Bring health planning tools to fight rising costs, a 24-hour nurse line, and preventive health care solutions. United Healthcare. It just makes sense.
Now, more than ever,
we need to stay strong and continue to voice the truth.
AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Talk radio at its best.
AKZN, Thornton Boulder.
This is Air America Radio News. Good morning. I'm Wayne Gilman. Authorities in the Midwest think they've solved the recent murders of a prominent federal judge's husband and mother in the city of Chicago. Deadly attacks sent shockwaves in the nation's legal community, with many jurors now looking over their shoulders as they carry out their day-to-day activities. According to the Chicago Tribune, a Chicago man had left a suicide note in Wisconsin after taking his own life in the state. Authorities say they've cordoned off the man's last known address on Chicago's north side. According to the note, the man had filed a lawsuit against the University of Illinois over a cancer treatment in the early 1990s. Judge Joan Humphrey Lefkow rejected the suit last year. The Tribune says that rejection, according to the note, altered his life. The note said it cost him his house, his job, and his family. Investigators say his note also outlines details of the case that were not released to the public. Number of Americans filing new claims for unemployment benefits jumped by 17,000 last week. It's considered the highest level in 2 months. Time, Labor Department says, increased push claims to 327,000 was the worst than expected showing, blamed in part on a surge in new filings by laid-off workers who could not get to the unemployment office the previous week. The economists are saying the latest figures are a surprise and is further indication that the employment picture is far from stable. Pakistan's information minister acknowledged today that a rogue scientist at the heart of an international nuclear black market investigation gave centrifuges to Iran, but he insisted the government had nothing to do with the transfer. It was the first time the Pakistani government has admitted that Abdul Qadir Khan actually gave material to Iran, although it has said in the past that his criminal group sold technology and blueprints to several countries. Political events in Lebanon in the days following the assassination of former Prime Minister Rafik Hariri have been moving at the pace of a fierce hurricane. The nation's pro-Syrian Prime Minister resigned just last week in the wake of the assassination. Today he's back in power to begin the arduous task of forming a new government with pro-Syrian allies and anti-Syrian opponents. While that's being played out, more and more Syrian troops have pulled back to eastern Lebanon, with some actually crossing the border in the second phase of a withdrawal. A majority of Lebanon's 128 deputies yesterday nominated former Prime Minister Omar Karami to return to the bid to form a new government. The group's decision is already causing some irritation among those opposed to Syria's presence in Lebanon. And the Bush administration has decided to pull out of an international agreement that opponents of the death penalty have used to fight the sentences of foreigners on death row in the United States. In a two-paragraph letter dated March 7th, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice informed U.N. Secretary General Kofi Annan that the United States hereby withdraws from the optional protocol.
News brought to you by Xantrex 3, the most powerful diet pill in America. Xantrex 3, more weight loss, faster weight loss, energy to burn. Xantrex 3 at stores nationwide or log on to Xantrex3.com.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Well, eastbound turnpike traffic still suffering at Church Ranch. All the way back to Church Ranch, approaching Sheridan after the earlier accident here between Sheridan and 80th Avenue. The crash is now gone from traffic, but we're jamming all...
Is it time to go for a refreshing dip? Dip into something different at the Melting Pot. The Melting Pot isn't just for special occasions. Come any evening to relax, unwind, and enjoy fabulous fondue, fine wine, and fun times. Finish off the evening with a sinfully delicious chocolate fondue. Add a little amaretto or, oh, maybe Bailey's Irish Cream. If you're planning a special occasion, the Melting Pot dining experience is like none you'll find anywhere else. And if you're the kind of person with a flair for living and a taste for fun, you can enjoy out-of-the-ordinary dining at the Melting Pot any night of the week. Make plans to dine at their Louisville location at 732 Main Street or their Littleton location at 2707 West Main Street. Don't forget to ask about the nightly specials, including the ever-popular Big Night Out or new for 2004, the Good Night Delight. To view the Melting Pot's menu or get driving directions, go to FondueCity.com.
Hey, bartender, can I get a beer?
Sure. You want a full beer or half beer?
Why would I want half a beer?
Because a half a beer costs less. Save you some money.
Well, I can get full drinks for half price at MileHighMarket.com.
Sounds like a great bar. Are they hiring?
It's not a bar. It's a website with half-price drink deals. This month on MileHighMarket.com, the Poorhouse is a family-owned East Coast-style neighborhood pub that asks all pretensions be left at the door. Great drinks and the best clam chowder outside of Boston. The Poorhouse Pub, downtown at Market and 15th. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals.
Weekend at the Holiday Inn at I-70 and Chambers Road. Thousands of new and used guns, wholesale ammo, knives, hunting gear, surplus, books, and much more. The Crossroads Gun Show at the Holiday Inn at I-70.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? They're loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference. American Financing Corporation.
Or visit their website at ipfunding.com. Investment property funding, where their goal is to help you reach yours.
the government murders truth, if we cannot respect the hearts of these people, then this is not the country in which I was born in, and it's certainly not the country that I want to die in.
Jay Marvin.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
For 31 years in this business, it was like the blacklist years. You had to, like, hide who you were and what you were about.
This is still a government of the people, for the people, by the people.
I feel totally and completely liberated.
I don't think we need to be subliminal about the differences between our views.
The worst president we've ever had.
I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
Colorado's favorite lefty. This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
You've got it. 8:06, 6 minutes after 8 o'clock, now more than ever. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. They got theirs, now we've got ours. Jay Marvin here, good to have you along. Get off your half moons, participate in the program, 303-713-7600, or go to www.am760.net, and you can always email me. There is another Hispanic professor who, There's another professor who is in trouble. This comes from the Pueblo Chieftain. A Hispanic professor at Colorado State University Pueblo is trying to pressure school officials to fire anthropology professor Dan Forsyth over his alleged lecture against illegal immigrants and Mexicans during a class last week. David Sandoval, who teaches American history and Chicano studies, wrote a letter to Provost Barbara Montgomery on Tuesday demanding that Forsyth be suspended while officials investigate the incident and fired if the allegations are confirmed. He has the right to his right-wing opinions, but when he orders students to stay in their seats so he can espouse his racist views about illegal immigration, then he's abused his position as a professor, Sandoval said Wednesday, and I'm going to do everything I can to fire him. The controversy is brewing down in Pueblo. A 20-year-old student said she walked out of a class because of remarks made by the tenured anthropology professor. Two students claim Professor Dan Forsyth called Mexicans lazy and bitter people. Forsyth also allegedly blamed illegal immigrants and Mexicans for filling up U.S. prisons and argued that they raped the system. Forsyth said the allegations are false. He told us off the air that he never said these things, that he gave students only an after-class reminder about an upcoming campus appearance by U.S. Representative Tom Tancredo, who is a Republican, who is an outspoken advocate for tighter immigration controls. I don't know why anyone would lay these falsehoods at my door, Forsyth has said, and he told us the same thing off the air. He wants very desperately to come on the air, but he says that this is being investigated, and he has to wait until the investigation is over with. Meanwhile, this Hispanic professor, David Sandoval, is calling for Forsyth to be dismissed. One of the students said that they listened to 10 to 15 minutes of what Forsyth was saying, said they had enough, and got up and walked out of the classroom. CSU Pueblo officials said the incident is being investigated by both the provost's office and the University Affirmative Action Office because it allegedly happened in the classroom. And the professor who is who supposedly is in trouble for making these claims, Dan Forsyth, has taught at the school since 1983. Now, here's an interesting parallel. And that's the parallel between this professor, Dan Forsyth, and Ward Churchill. Now, granted, and there's a strong rumor of a buyout underway for Churchill, the difference is what Churchill did was not in the classroom. What Forsyth is accused of doing, what he allegedly did, was in the classroom. Joining us on the phone is David Sandoval, who is the professor who is trying to get Forsyth fired. David, would that be the proper characterization?
Yeah, I think so.
That you're trying to get Forsyth forced out of the classroom, correct?
I wish he was out of there right now. I wish they'd have suspended him before they conducted the totality of the investigation. There's enough evidence in my mind to say that what he did was abuse his position. And I think he should be removed, and I think he should be terminated.
All right, what's the difference between Forsyth and these allegations and Ward Churchill? What's the difference between the two cases?
One of the biggest differences is the class that Forsyth was engaged in was a class in forensic science. He ended the class and he said, no, you're going to stay here and listen to me. And then he went on for 20 minutes, in the words of the student. He went on, lashed out about the American system giving sympathy to us lazy, bitter Mexicans who don't deserve to be here. Mexicans should go back to Mexico. yelling and using excessive profanity. I got up to leave the class when he proceeded to point at me in front of the class and yell, "Hey, screw you." And she complained. And I'm so proud of her.
Now, we talked to him off the air, and he said that he didn't do anything wrong. These are false allegations.
The Pueblo chieftain has a quote by an unidentified student, I don't know who that student is whatsoever, who confirms those remarks and says he called Mexico, let's see, it was like he lost it and got enraged. Students were looking at each other like, "Wow, Rock brought this on. If I had been a Hispanic, I would have walked out too." Now, I have no idea who that student is. That student doesn't know the student who complained about what he had to say. I can't, in my wildest imagination, imagine why a freshman biology student would manufacture up those kinds of charges against him. I have known Dr. Forsythe since the day he came on campus, and he is a self-described conservative registered Republican who opposes the leftist ideology and those of us who would engage in what he calls social engineering. He said,
which social engineering is another word for affirmative action.
That's exactly right. And he says it throughout some of the buzzwords. And he's been able to do that because of the forum that he has selected. This is coming from an open letter that he sent to all of us in the college, okay, protesting any kind of imposition of a diversity requirement. This is his position. And he's entitled to express his position in that forum. But he's not entitled to do that in a classroom. In a classroom that is designed for forensic bones. That is improper. That's the abuse of his position. That's the abuse of those students, and that's the abuse of the taxpayers with a bunch of racist nonsense. He can have those opinions. He can express those opinions, but not in that forum.
What I find amazing is I found this story this morning by accident, and little has come out of the governor's mouth about this. Little has come out of the legislature's mouth about this, and the media pretty much hasn't really covered this. Why do you think that is?
I think that everybody is afraid to touch a hot potato, in part because he's a conservative Republican, and he has made a number of racist remarks. That is a very, very dicey issue because we are a Hispanic-serving institution. Our student population is 28% Hispanic. The institution has a special mission to cater to the Hispanic population. That's what we're supposed to be about. And I think everybody is afraid to say what I think is right, that this man abused his position and that he should be terminated.
What about his freedom of speech?
He's entitled to his freedom of speech. He did that in his open letter. He's done that in a variety of other forums. But he's not entitled to yell fire in a crowded theater. There are limits to our rights. If there's a clear and present danger, and whenever he abuses his position in the class, that is a realization of that clear and present danger. He abused his position in a forensic science class. This student is a freshman biology student, her second semester on this campus. And he goes off and he rants and he rails about how evil the Mexican people are. Her name is Watson. She is of Mexican heritage, and she took exception to that. So I support her every which way, and when I saw the independent confirmation of it, and then knowing the man as I do, I wholeheartedly believe that he did that, and I think that his denials are an old trick of lie, 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 and deny, deny, deny.
8:14, 14 minutes after 8. Look for the high today to get up to around 51 after we have some showers briefly after 9 a.m. On the line with us, David Sandoval on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. You teach Chicano Studies and what else? At
History.
And you teach history at CU Pueblo, CSU Pueblo. And once again, you think that maybe the governor has, Bill Owens, has kept quiet about this, that other members of the legislature who raised a big ruckus over Ward Churchill have kept quiet about this because this guy is a conservative Republican? Is that what you're alleging?
And as well as the topic that he has addressed. I think that the topic that Churchill addressed was a hot-button issue as well.
But you know something?
So I don't know. I don't understand why they haven't.
David, I'm not on his side. He's alleged to have made these comments. I mean, to me, they're ridiculous if he did say them. But what do you say to a student, though, or what do you say to the public who might say to you, "Well, listen, you know what? But he's got it's his right of free speech. If he wants to make an idiot out of himself in the classroom, allegedly, then that's his right to allegedly go ahead and do it."
you don't have absolute rights to freedom of speech. You can't bring in extraneous material into a classroom that isn't related to the topic whatsoever. That is the abuse of the position that I was speaking to. A professor has it within his authority to intimidate students in many different ways. And by having them stay there while he rants and raves about his personal opinion is an abuse of the position. He can go out to the fountain, he can make his presentations, he can say whatever he wants, but he can't say whatever he wants wherever he wants. He is getting paid to instruct a class in forensic science, not to opine about his feelings about Mexicans and immigration and so forth down the line. That is the abuse of the position that I'm speaking to. That is why he ought to be fired, even though he is also tenured. What Churchill did was, under the rubric of his topic, under his subject area, is he addressed an issue. If Forsyth had done this in an English class, where he designed to provoke thought, to provoke argument, then that would have been successful. But this wasn't that kind of class. It was a forensic science class.
All right, David Sandoval, thank you so much for your time.
You're quite welcome.
And we'll be following the story. Thank you.
Sure.
Appreciate
bye.
It. Boy, didn't I sound like some kind of like network hack. And we'll be following the story. Yes, we'll have our eyes glued to the story. All right, so should this professor be fired? Now, these are allegations. Nothing has been proven. 303-713-7600. Forsyth denied that he made these comments. He denied that. He said that he didn't make them. He said he denied it off the air to us here. But... And is there a difference, as David Sandoval has alleged or has said, between this guy, Forsyth, and Dan Forsyth and Ward Churchill? 303-713-7600. Back with your calls coming up, 8:17, 17 minutes after 8. Progressive talk, progressive traffic now with Amelia Earhart.
Thank you, Jay. Well, unfortunately, southbound I-25 is the worst part of the drive right now. We're seeing a jam that starts all the way up north near 120th Avenue that continues down to Highway 36. We're also jammed up between I-70 and Yale. Now, within this big jam, we do have a crash working. It is southbound I-25 near the Washington Bridge. Now, it has been cleared off to traffic, but we do have a lot of curiosity slowing, adding to this major jam. Now, also down south of the city, eastbound C-470 at Lucent, we have a crash working here. It is pulled off to the shoulder, but we are seeing heavy traffic eastbound all the way between Wadsworth and University. Taking a check on our weather, today we will reach highs in the 50s, possibly rain in the morning hours. Tomorrow, expect highs in the 60s. Currently, we're at 41 degrees in Boulder. Richmond American offers floor plans that fit your lifestyle in over 70 of Colorado's best communities. Contract now to receive their Culinary Creations Package. Make a smart move. Call 888-402-HOME or visit richmondamerican.com. I'm Amelia Earhart for AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Lace up those running shoes, hit the pavement, and start training. Denver's newest half marathon is just around the corner. Join AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk on Sunday, June 12th for the inaugural Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and the Lunabar Women's Only 8K Running Event.
Men seldom make passes at girls who wear glasses. Sorry, Dorothy Parker, you got it wrong. Hi, I'm Ira Haber. Obviously, Dorothy Parker never shopped at Europtics. Men do make passes at girls in Europtics glasses, and vice versa. We have $1 million inventory of the best name brand designer eyewear anywhere. We custom fit our eyewear with the thinnest and lightest weight lenses available. Our staff of certified opticians are trained to not only help you see better, but look better too, showing you eyewear that truly complements your face and style. And we always do it with your budget in mind. Europtics customers always seem to get the most compliments. And from what I hear, the most phone numbers and emails, too.
Europtics. People with vision. In Cherry Creek North, next to the tattered cover. In Flatiron Marketplace, near Nordstrom Rack, just east of the mall. In Park Meadows Mall. In Greenwood Village at Holly and Orchard. And on the web at eoptics.com.
Are you an optimist or a realist? How about being an optimistic realist? Stonecastle Security helps you deal with the reality of crime and vandalism. Click here if you've ever considered a security system to protect your family. Click here to find out how Stonecastle Security, with its 24-hour monitoring, state-of-the-art motion detection, and theft protection guarantee, can protect your property. Restrictions do apply, so click here for details or call Stonecastle Security, an authorized ADT dealer, at 303-456-5550. Double your money and get things half price at MileHighMarket.com. From the Bronx Barbecue to the Coney Island Gyros, real New York deli-style sandwiches from Gandolfini's Deli. One bite and you're there. Get half-price sandwich certificates at MileHighMarket.com.
County Line Liquor is paying back their loyal customers with the Savings Train Card. Pick up a Savings Train Card, fill in your favorite item, and have your card stamped with each purchase. Buy six of your favorite item, you get the next one at half price, or buy 12 and get the next one for a penny. Good on every item in the store, including sale items. No games, no gimmicks, no case discounts. Hop on the Savings Train today at County Line Liquor, County Line and Broadway.
Take your seats.
Helping to build a positive influence through teaching can be one of the most rewarding careers. The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers a Master's of Arts in Education, in addition to several other bachelor's, master's, and diploma programs in the humanities and sciences. All coursework through the College of the Humanities and Sciences is distance education-based, allowing students to design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that is convenient for them. To find out how you can obtain your Master's of Arts in Education or other exciting degree programs through the College of the Humanities and Sciences, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
Get it done right at one of 3,700 convenient locations. Visit theupsstore.com for the location nearest you. Participation may vary.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Ooh, I love this song by Led Zeppelin. Yeah, jack that up. Yeah, man. Be like a top 40 disc jockey. 8:22, 22 minutes after 8 on the queue. It's 8:22 with Jay Marvin here at AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Scattered showers after 9 a.m. Partly cloudy, though, on a high near 51. It's a little bit gusty for the rest of the day. We've got one professor leveling charges against another professor at CSU, David Sandoval, claiming that Dennis Forsythe, and there are students who claim this too. One of them is a woman by the name of Victoria Watson, and then there's also another student who didn't come forward. Found this morning in the Pueblo Chieftain. David Sandoval, who teaches history and Chicano studies, believes that Dan Forsythe should be fired for because the two students allege that he called Mexicans lazy and bitter. Forsythe says that he didn't say it, and he said that to us off the air. He wouldn't come on the air, but he said it off the air, said that he did not say this. These two students and David Sandoval are saying that he blamed illegal immigrants for quote-unquote raping of the system. All right, let's go to the phones, and we'll go to Stephanie on a cell phone in Parker. Stephanie, good morning. You're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hi there.
Hi, Stephanie.
I wanted to just call in and just say that I do not agree that there is any difference between his right to free speech, and especially since it's not proved. You know, until they actually prove that he said something that someone could say is truly inappropriate, I don't think that we should give any credence to this. And also, we can't have it both ways. We can't say that Ward Churchill can say and believe as he wishes and then turn around and say that someone else cannot. It's hypocrisy, and we need to be really careful with this because otherwise the people who are coming from a really conservative point of view are just going to not take seriously our desire that Ward Churchill be given the right to feel and think as he does. It's just crazy. We can't play into their hands by allowing our emotions about what someone thinks cloud the fact that they have the right to say and think as they wish.
The only hitch I could see in this would be this, that Ward Churchill, what he did was not in the classroom. What this guy has alleged to have done by one student who identifies herself and the other student who doesn't identify themselves, and what David Sandoval is alleging that Dennis Forsythe did, was he did it inside the classroom. And David Sandoval, I asked him twice, you know, he's saying, well, yeah, if he goes to the fountain or writes a letter about this and does it outside the classroom, that's fine, but doing it in the classroom is abusing your position of power.
Perhaps you can help me because I don't know as much about this issue. What class did he teach?
That's the other thing, too. He teaches forensic science. So it's like, what was he doing in a forensic science class, even reminding his students that Tom Tancredo was coming to town? That's kind of a weird thing, isn't it?
I don't know. I'm not sure if that's a weird thing or if it isn't. I really don't want to see our educators put in a position where they cannot give our children, our young people, differing opinions. I really think it's important that our young people be taught to be thinkers, that we not underestimate their intelligence, their insult them, indeed, by saying, you know, they only want you to hear this and that, and that's the only thing that's okay for you to hear. You can't hear differing opinions. We don't trust you to, you know, learn and grow and decide for yourselves what you believe. I really think that's dangerous. I don't know how much we want to restrict the personality and the opinions of our educators. I mean, do we really think our kids are that stupid? Were you that stupid?
Are you
know
saying,
what I'm saying?
Well, yeah,
when
I
you
do,
were in school?
Yeah, I do know what I do know what you're saying. No, when I was in school, I was a troublemaker. Stephanie, thank you. I appreciate the call. Thanks so much. Let's go to Van in Boulder. Van, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. How's it going?
Hi, Van.
Yeah, you know, I think we need to call, you know, what's happening to Churchill as well as what's going on, you know, at Pueblo. It's the same thing. It's fascism. And, you know, you can have fascism coming from the left, like Pol Pot or, you know, Mao, and you can have fascism coming from the right. You know, I really think the Republicans, a lot of the Republicans in this country are acting like fascists right now.
Well, they're all strangely quiet about this case. Isn't that kind of amazing?
Yeah, you know, and that's the thing is that one of the things, you know, that fascism, you know, is out there is trying to silence, you know, the folks that you don't agree with. And
right.
I mean, personally, I printed out a copy of the Bill of Rights the other day, and, you know, I'm going through the Bill of Rights, and, you know, out of the first 10 amendments, we've got, you know, at least 4 of them under serious assault by the current administration.
All right, but to boil it into this situation, is there a difference between Dan Forsyth at CSU and Ward Churchill here at CU? And if it turns out that Dan Forsyth had made these comments, it's only alleged, but if it turns out that he's made them, should he be fired?
No. I think that when you start, you know, going through, I think, you know, obviously if somebody stands up in a crowded theater and yells fire, causes mayhem, causes injury, you know, that's not free street speech. That's causing a problem by saying something. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, you know, in terms of, you know, everything that I've heard and read that Churchill has said and wrote, you know, he should absolutely have the right to say it. He shouldn't have to worry about losing his job when he says it. And if you disagree with him, you know, disagree with him. I mean, I had a professor when I was in college that said an open mind is like an open sewer. You know, and I'm, you know.
Speak for yourself.
Yeah, you know, and I said, well, you know what, man, I'm going to put a water treatment plant in. You know, I give me a break. It's, you know, and I, you know, sure, I got to be in that class because I wasn't going to agree with them. I still did good work. There was no way I was going to pull an A out of that class. But, you know, I mean, for people to want to shut people up, to silence them simply because they don't agree with them, sure, I would, you know, personally, in a perfect world, I'd like to shut a lot of people up permanently. But you know what? I live in America. I believe in the Bill of Rights. I believe in all 10 of the amendments to, you know, I believe in all of the Constitution. I believe that we should be able to have 50 caliber machine guns, you know, in our house if we want them. I believe we should be able to say whatever we want. I believe that I should be secure in my person against, you know, search and seizure. You know, and I'm tired of fascists from the left, fascists from the right, attacking America.
All right, thank you, man.
That's what's going on.
All right, thank you. I appreciate the call. I was going to say, you want to have the right to be safe and you're secure in your persons against illegal search and seizure. Well, that leaves the Bush administration out. They never meant an illegal search and seizure they didn't want to execute. It's 8:29 minutes after 8. All right, David Sandoval, who teaches Chicano studies and history at CSU, says Dan Forsyth, who is alleged to have said that illegal immigrants are raping the system, that Mexicans are lazy and are bitter. Sandoval, on the air this morning, saying he thinks Forsyth should be fired. I'm asking you what you think the difference is between Forsyth and Churchill, and we'll take more of your calls coming up. 303-713-7600 right now at 8:30 on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. We get a look at progressive traffic with the one and only Amelia Earhart.
Thank you, Jay. Now, the drive out of Boulder is starting to lighten up. Eastbound 36 is much better at Sheridan. Our main jam now starts on the turnpike from Federal down to the I-25 merge. Now, I-25 itself, we're locked up all the way from 120th Avenue down to I-70, again beginning at Colorado southbound heading into the Tech Center. The earlier crash at Washington, no longer a factor on I-25, but this is a long, slow drive from up north. Now, checking in on C-470, the crash at Lucent has now been cleared to the ramp, but we're jammed clear back to Wadsworth. Taking a check on our forecast, it includes cooler temperatures with possible precipitation in the morning hours along the foothills. High winds and partly cloudy skies can be expected. Currently, we're at 42 degrees in Boulder. Daniel's Gate, a daily reminder that the West still lives and why you live in it. Come view the beautiful models by several top semi-custom and custom home builders. Models open daily just 5 miles south of C-470 on Quebec. www.danielsgate.com. I'm Amelia Earhart for AM760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Lace up those running shoes, hit the pavement, and start training. Denver's newest half marathon is just around the corner. Join AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk on Sunday, June 12th for the inaugural Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and the Lunabar Women's Only 8K Running Event.
Think of how much cash you have in your wallet or purse right now. Now double it. Double your money and get things half price at MileHighMarket.com. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half price deals.
Brakes Plus does over 1,000 brake and auto services daily. They are the experts. Brakes Plus is the home of the $79 brake special and lifetime brakes starting at $99. For money-saving coupons and a location near you, visit BrakesPlus.com.
It's all about style. Just about any store can sell you generic eyeglasses off the rack. The same stuff you find on everyone else's face. Your Optics is the industry leader. The store designers turn to. Showcasing styles today, other stores will show you in about 2 to 3 years. Your Optics carries thousands of different models from around the world. And we're getting new creations every day. Your Optics sells eyewear that speaks to style, that is uniquely you. Our lens technology is cutting edge. Yet our fabrication of your eyewear is old-world craftsmanship. And we do all of this with your budget in mind. Your Optics has more choices, more styles, more colors, more designers than anyone else. Come in today and buy what the other stores will be featuring in 2008.
Your Optics. People with vision. In Cherry Creek North, next to the Tattered Cover. In Flatiron Marketplace near Nordstrom Rack, just east of the mall. In Park Meadows Mall. In Greenwood Village at Holly and Orchard. And on the web at eoptics.com.
Has the winter weather taken its toll on your skin? MileHighMarket.com has half-price certificates from MediSpa. Rejuvenating skincare therapies like microdermabrasions and Botox from MediSpa at 12007 Pecos Street. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals.
How does 1% and a flat $99 fee sound to you for a new mortgage? Hi, this is Barney Aldridge of Benchmark Lending. I've been talking to you for 10 years about home loans, but our new Freedom Loan is the best program we've ever offered. Your payments and interest rate start at only 1%. That's right, 1%. How much can you save with this loan? Click on our logo and it'll take you straight to our website. There's no selling here. Our loan officers are not paid on commission. Whether your loan's $250,000 or a million or higher, it's still only $99. And guess what? We're nice people, too. So call 1-800-680-4000 and ask for the 1% Freedom Loan for $99. That's 1-800-680-4000. Or click on our logo and it'll take you straight to our website.
Licensed by the Department of Corporations as a California finance lender. Adjustable rate loan subject to annual increases. APR 4.95%.
Chocolate cake or homemade tiramisu at Johnny Carino's today.
Local and left. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 8:34. Make that 26 before 9. Talk radio for the rest of us. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Scattered showers after 9 a.m. this morning. Otherwise, partly cloudy with a high near 51. We've got Ward Churchill on one hand. The story circulating around about Ward Churchill is that a buyout is underway. And on the second hand, we've got a CSU professor who is alleged to have called Mexicans lazy, bitter. Dan Forsythe was allegedly said that illegal immigrants are raping the system. David Sandoval, who we had on this morning, who's a teacher at that school, CSU Pueblo, which is the school we're talking about here. David Sandoval, who teaches Chicano studies and history there, thinks that that Dan Forsythe ought to be fired. What do you think? If he, and now, this is alleged, and we talked to Dan Forsythe off the air this morning. He said he never made these comments. 303-713-7600, and of course you can always email me at jmarvin@am760.net or go to our website at www.am760.net. Let's go to Katie in Fort Collins, who has been hanging on. Kathy, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
I always like the name Katie anyway. So.
Oh, there you go. Well, yeah. I'll call you Katie then.
Yeah. First off, I don't think Forsythe should be fired. He has a right to say something like that, whether or not people agree with him. And having a background in anthropology myself, he is probably teaching an introductory course in physical anthropology or maybe talking about how when populations get overextended, how it affects the place where people live.
Well, he teaches forensic science.
If he's an anthropologist, then that would be physical anthropology. You take, right, you know, bones that have been burned up in a fire,
right,
and try and determine the sex or the age or something like that. But as a precursor, you would have to take something like physical anthropology.
Hmm.
And most anthro teachers have to teach those introductory courses, unless they're at a big university and they specialize in archaeology or something like that. But what I wanted to bring up is I think there's a real double standard because I don't know if Forsythe is a Republican. Or not, which doesn't,
yes, he's
really,
a Republican conservative.
Okay, it doesn't make any difference to me if he's a Republican or a Democrat, but I live in Larimer County, and a few years ago, and he was just elected out, we had a county commissioner who said some really bizarre things, and no one raised hell about it, and they should have. He's a real believer in private property rights, and anybody who is at all environmentally attuned to anything, he considered his enemy, and he wrote something called In the Soapbox in the Fort Collins, Colorado one about these people, accusing them of being American Taliban terrorists.
Mm.
And nobody ever raised, you know, any stink about that. And then at another time, he was speaking at Front Range Community College, and he was, you know, they were talking to him about, medical care for children without money, that sort of thing. And he said, well, you know, we can help out these young children, but by the time they reach the age of reason, they're on their own. And they said, well, what is the age of reason? And he said, eight years old.
Whoa.
Now, this is our county commissioner. He wanted to allow county workers to carry concealed weapons in the courthouse if they wanted to. Did you never heard of this? I bet most of...
No, I don't know. This is the first I've ever heard of it.
Yeah, I bet most of your listeners have never heard of this. A few people in Fort Collins who follow the newspapers know about it, but I was really upset when he did that thing about the American Taliban. I figured, well, you know, I took it personally because I didn't vote for him, and he wrote the thing in such a way that if you didn't like him and you didn't like your views, his views, you were a terrorist, you were an American Taliban. So, you know, anyway, I'd just like to point that out. Here's a county commissioner. Nobody knows about these horrible things that he said. And it seems like they're kind of picking on universities. But as far as Ward Churchill and Forsythe go, I think they have every right to say what they said. And I think that people really haven't read what Ward Churchill wrote.
All right, Katie. One last question, though, before I let you go. Is this guy still in office that you were talking about?
No, he was. He was elected out. The Democrats have really gotten themselves together in Larimer County,
good,
and we had a very good election, and we got him out.
Great. Katie, thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, have a good day. Let's go to Diane in Boulder. Diane, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi.
I had a couple comments about this whole sort of David Forsythe thing. I teach art down at Metro State in Denver.
Mm-hmm.
And being in art, we talk about a lot of different kind of issues outside of just formal issues of art, not only just to relate kind of art to their daily lives, but also art deals with a lot of kind of political issues. So I talk about this kind of stuff in my classes all the time. But something that sort of came to mind as I was listening to some people's opinions is, as a teacher, a lot of times if my class is kind of falling asleep or not engaged, I'll deliberately say something way out there just to kind of reel them back in and maybe make them a little mad and have them argue with me.
So do you think that that's what now Dan Forsythe, this guy told us off the air, he wanted to come on the air, but he said he wasn't going to because it was this was just being investigated, but he told us off the air he never made these comments. However, there are two students that said he did, and David Sandoval, who is teaches Chicano Studies and History there, wants Dan Forsyth fired.
Well, I think, I mean, a lot of it is just their interpretation. I mean, people hear or interpret things the way they want to hear them. He might have said something that somehow alluded maybe less aggressively towards those kind of ideas, and that's the way the students interpret them. And, you know, sort of, it's hearsay at this point. And I think firing someone according to hearsay is sort of ungrounded.
All right, Diane, thanks. Great call.
Thank you. Bye.
Let's go to Tom in Denver. Tom, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hi, Jay. I'm enjoying your show.
Thanks.
You had asked a question about the difference between Churchill and this Forsyth instructor.
Right.
I think there's an important difference here. Forsyth has denied that he said it, and there's only an isolated accusation, whereas Churchill is well documented in his teachings and written work and hasn't denied any of what he's been accused of.
No, that's very, very true. But I guess the reason I ask it is because, let's say, I'm not saying he said it. He said he didn't say it. But let's say he did say it. Does he have freedom of speech to be able to say what he feels in the classroom? Or is there a situation where he doesn't?
I don't think so. I think I would not want to limit an instructor to the strict nature of the topic of the class, because there's a lot of other relevant issues that that aren't in the core of the course description, but free speech doesn't mean speech free of consequences.
The other thing I want to ask is, why isn't the governor and the members of the legislature so intently lasered in on this guy like they are Ward Churchill?
Well, I can suppose. I just heard about it this morning. How long has this been going on?
You know what? That I don't know, because I found it by accident in the Pueblo newspaper, so I can't answer that question. I should have asked David Sandoval that, and if I get him back on, or if we ever get Dan Forsyth on himself, I'll ask him. Listen, thank you, Tom. I appreciate the call. All right, it's 8:42 here on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600, or you're always free to email me. Go to www.am760.net. We'll take more calls about this coming up. Dan Forsyth, who allegedly, this is alleged now, even though David Sandoval, who works on the same campus, says that this is not an isolated incident. He believes Dan Forsyth should be fired. Call Mexicans lazy, bitter, and Forsyth denies that he ever did it, and he said that he never said that illegal immigrants were raping the system. He said he was simply just reminding students that Representative Tom Tancredo was going to make an appearance at CSU. We'll take more of your calls coming up at 8:43. Right now, let's get some progressive traffic with Amelia Earhart.
Well, right now we are wrapping up most part of the drive. That's good news. Highway 36, I-270, and I-70 all seeing a lot of improvement. A lot of our heavy jams are starting to break free. Now, checking in on our problem spot, that C-470, it's still a major mess. There is now a two-car crash on the left-hand shoulder of eastbound C-470 just after Santa Fe. Now, an earlier crash on that Lucent ramp has now been cleared from traffic, and we are starting to see some improvement in the eastbound drive, but overall, it is a slow commute. Now, checking in on our weather, we will be under partly cloudy skies today with a high of 56 degrees. Tonight's low near 27, and tomorrow it will be a sunny 62. Currently, we're at 44 degrees in Boulder. D.R. Horton Melody Series homes are built for your life with incentives that count. Don't miss out on the incredible deals available on new homes. Visit drhortoncolorado.com.
Hey, bartender, can I get a beer?
Sure. You want a full beer or half beer?
Why would I want half a beer?
Because half a beer costs less. Save you some money.
Well, I can get full drinks for half price at milehighmarket.com.
Sounds like a great bar. Are they hiring?
It's not a bar. It's a website with half-price drink deals. This month at milehighmarket.com, enjoy the neighborhood feel of the Whiskey Bar with over 100 kinds of whiskey and Denver's only around-the-world whiskey tour. Downtown at 22nd and Larimer. Visit milehighmarket.com for half-price deals.
Searching for a bachelor's or master's degree program can be a daunting process.
Why not study from a college that is focused on the humanities and sciences that allows you to build a course of study that is both interesting and convenient with your busy schedule?
The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers associate's, bachelor's, and master's degrees, as well as a diploma program, allowing students the opportunity to explore imaginative literature, natural science, philosophy and religion, social science, education, and jurisprudence degree programs from the comfort of their homes. Because coursework is distance education based, students design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that's convenient for them. To find out how you can start advancing your educational goals today, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
Keeping up with those New Year's resolutions? Be good to yourself, your body, and your pocketbook with half-price deals from Back and Balance Chiropractic. Deep tissue massage, Swedish massage, and exercise therapy. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals.
Heading to the mountains to make some turns? Why not stay two nights in Breckenridge for free? No strings attached. Stay minutes from Main Street at the Breck Inn, a quaint Victorian inn with a cozy fireplace, outdoor hot tub, two qualifications. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Offer good Sunday through Wednesday, weekend upgrades available. Act now to take advantage of this limited time offer. They say the best things in life aren't free. Well, you're going to disagree. Visit twofreenights.com for more information or call 1-877-39-GRAND to book your two free nights in Breckenridge. You must mention two free nights. Call 1-877-39-GRAND.
For more information on how to join, go to am760.net and click on the blue list.
It's Jay Marvin on AM760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
All right, good morning, 847 on AM760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Scattered showers. After 9 a.m., partly cloudy on the high near 51. Going to be a good day. Good morning to you. Good to have you along. Jay Marvin here. 303-713-7600. What we essentially have is the War Churchill situation circling around out there. And there's a rumor of a buyout, that buyout negotiations are going on. But another controversy has hit a state professor. This is at CSU, where Professor David Sandoval says that Professor Dan Forsyth should be fired. Two students have claimed that Dan Forsyth made comments in the classroom in his forensic science class in connection with an appearance by Representative Tom Tancredo. He called Mexicans bitter, lazy, and blamed illegal immigrants for raping the system. Dan Forsyth denies this, and I want to tell you these are only allegations. And basically, David Sandoval was asking why the governor has been so quiet about this particular case. 303-713-7600. By the way, Dan Forsyth is an acknowledged conservative and a Republican supporter. We asked Dan Forsyth to come on the air. He told us he couldn't. He wanted to, but he said he didn't think it would be wise. David Sandoval, who wrote the letter to the Pueblo Chieftain, which were essentially where I got the story from, he came on the air this morning, and we talked to him. So let's go to the phones, and we'll talk to you. Tony in Aurora, who's been waiting. Tony, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, Tony.
I honestly think this professor, since it's alleged, if it turns out that he really did make these comments, I do think he should be fired for the fact that he's denying it, that he denied it. And if it comes out that it's true, for the fact that he denied it shows that he knew he was wrong in saying it. And I was a student at CSU in Fort Collins. I'm an African-American student, and I know that if, like, a professor got up in the middle of a class and started talking about black people being lazy and, you know, raping the economy, I think the young lady was being rather polite because it would have been a very heated argument in the middle of the class.
You don't think that would be the professor's free speech?
No, you know, free speech comes he has the right to free speech, but you still have to be professional as a professor in a college or in a university, and that's not professional at all. You don't if you have an opinion like that, you're, free to say it, but you don't say it in the middle of a class. That's just completely unprofessional to me.
Yeah, my biggest difference would be, and these are only allegations, but my biggest difference would be is that what Ward Churchill wrote was outside of the classroom. What Dan Forsyth is alleged to have said is inside the classroom, that would be the difference. But there are those, I think, who would argue against the chilling of free speech inside the classroom as well as out.
That's kind of shaky because, you know, outside, they used to have a whole bunch of things, like, on campus that weren't actually in the classroom that I disagree with. Like, they'd have, like, the anti-abortion giant posters up with the dead fetuses and stuff, and that just, like, made me sick to my stomach every time I had to walk by that. But, you know, they had a free speech. Now, if, like, those people would have just, like, came walking into the class and with their little posters on and stuff, it's pretty much the same thing. It's like, it's unprofessional. That's where it, like, it starts to be disruptive. Like, that young lady, she didn't come into class to, like, have her culture talk down upon, you know?
All right, Tony. Thank you, man. Great call.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Well, I get a lot of good calls here every single morning. Thanks for coming to work. It's so worthwhile. Here's Brian in Loveland. Brian, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Morning. I have a couple quick points here. First of all, the difference between Dan Forsyth and Ward Churchill is that Dan Forsyth was just talking about a portion of the population, some of which aren't even U.S. citizens. And Ward Churchill was talking about the violent overthrow of the U.S. government and how to, how to mount terrorist attacks on Wall Street.
I don't think that is what Ward Churchill was saying. Did you read Ward Churchill's essay?
You know, I've read some of it, but at the same time, if Dan Forsyth did say this as a teacher, you know, I agree. I don't think that total freedom of speech applies, you know, at your job. Because I know in my job, if I just said what I thought and it, you know, made some people mad, I could get fired for it.
No, but don't you think the one area where and you're right, these are allegations. Nobody's proven that this is two students who said this happened, and nobody, the university is investigating it. But don't you think the classroom ought to be one place where there is at least free speech?
Well, free speech to a point, but not absolute free speech, no, because it's for the students to make up their own minds. You give them little pieces, and, you know, free speech between the students is fine, and an exchange of ideas. But, you know, free speech as far as, you know, either racially motivated speech like Forsyth or violent, you know, coups like Churchill.
Churchill, you know, you're misrepresenting what Ward Churchill wrote. I mean, you're taking it out of context, and Ward Churchill was not talking about the violent overthrow of the United States government, nor was he talking about committing violence against Wall Street. You're taking that out of context. That's not what he was talking about.
Well, what was he talking about then?
He was talking about social action. There's a difference.
Well, when he's talking about, he said actions on Wall Street, you're not going to send, you know, the Black Liberation Army, and you're going to send somebody clean-cut and wearing a tie.
Well, this is an example of what I'm talking about. You lifted it out of context. I mean, the whole context of the situation, the whole context of the statement is he's talking about social action. He's talking about protests. Nowhere in there does he use the word violence.
Okay.
You're drawing that conclusion on your own, and you shouldn't misrepresent what Ward Churchill is saying. But,
okay,
but what is good for the goose is good for the gander. So if Churchill's being, if people are alleging that Churchill should be fired, if this turns out to be true about Forsyth, should he be fired as well?
I think so. Yeah, I don't think that absolute free speech plays over into your job. As a citizen, you can say things whatever you want, but as a professional, especially in an institution receiving taxpayer money, then I think you should be fired.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate the call, man. Have a good day. 303-713-7600. We got like 60 seconds. Jeff and Arvada, you got 60 seconds. Take it.
Hey, hello.
Yeah, you got 60 seconds. Make
all
it right. count.
I'll make it count. Here it is. A student complained about Churchill's response to McVeigh back when the murder building was bombed. He said it was a good thing. He said it in the classroom. And if this teacher, the one we're talking about down in Pueblo, would have told his students that they needed to go down to the border of Mexico and be the weapon, that they had trigger fingers, like Ward Churchill has said on multiple occasions, then I would definitely look for not only his firing but his criminal prosecution. That's the difference.
All right. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. All right, 303-713-7600. Now, coming up next hour, we're going to talk about Dan Rather's final broadcast last night, if you saw it. Did it look like Rather got a little emotional? And we'll talk about this whole myth of the so-called, quote-unquote, Rather and the conservative media. I think Jerry Springer, who's sitting in for Randy Rhodes, did a marvelous job yesterday talking about the myth of the liberal media. We'll be talking to somebody from Media Matters for America. We tried to get David Brock, but he's tied up, so we've got somebody else on. And we'll talk to him and take your calls as well. All on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk, more now than ever. AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Money and get things half price at milehighmarket.com. Get half price your optics certificates for eyeglasses, sunglasses, or reading glasses from milehighmarket.com. Visit milehighmarket.com for half price deals. Is it time to go for a refreshing dip? Dip into something different at the Melting Pot. The Melting Pot isn't just for special occasions. Come any evening to relax, unwind, and enjoy fabulous fondue, fine wine, and fun times. Finish off the evening with a sinfully delicious chocolate fondue. Add a little amaretto or, oh, maybe Bailey's Irish Cream. If you're planning a special occasion, the Melting Pot dining experience is like none you'll find anywhere else. And if you're the kind of person with a flair for living and a taste for fun, you can enjoy out-of-the-ordinary dining at the Melting Pot any night of the week. Make plans to dine at their Louisville location at 732 Main Street or their Littleton location at 2707 West Main Street. Don't forget to ask about the nightly specials, including the ever-popular Big Night Out or new for 2004, the Good Night Delight. To view the Melting Pot's menu or get driving directions, go to FondueCity.com.
And built-in card slots to print directly from memory cards. You can also restore your old photos to their original beauty, all for around $99 after a $30 mail-in rebate. Buy now and also get a $20 reward card back by mail. For more brilliant deals, visit Epson.com/promotions.
8:57, 3 minutes in front of 9 on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. I can talk about Rockies Autos out of experience because Mary and I have bought four cars from Rockies. They have the largest selection of late model used, clean cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs in Colorado. And in Rockies, you'll find just about every make and model you can think of. But what makes Rockies so special is the people, like Colby, who hangs out on the Tower of Power. If you get there, you walk on the, you go to Rockies, you walk on the lot, ask for Colby, or my man Spanky, or the Bashir brothers, Tom and Marv, or Larry the Elf. The people who work at Rockies go the extra mile to make sure that you get the best deal. They're located at a convenient location in the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, which is just south of the Boulder Turnpike. You can't miss them. And Rocky's friendly and knowledgeable sales staff, those guys that I named out, they're passionate about getting you a good deal just as you're passionate about getting one. Rocky's has been family-owned and operated since 1982. Rocky's Autos is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., but if you show up late, hey, I'll tell you what, they'll stay well after 8. Rocky's Autos, I can't recommend them more highly. They're great people. Go out and check out the great cars and the great people at Rocky's Autos.
Lace up those running shoes, hit the pavement, and start training. Denver's newest half marathon is just around the corner. Join AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk on Sunday, June 12th for the inaugural Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and the Lunabar Women's Only 8K running event.
Hey, bartender, can I get a beer?
Sure. You want a full beer or half beer?
Why would I want half a beer?
Because a half a beer costs less. Save you some money.
Well, I can get full drinks for half price at milehighmarket.com.
Sounds like a great bar. Are they hiring?
It's not a bar. It's a website with half price drink deals. This month on milehighmarket.com, the Poorhouse is a family-owned East Coast-style neighborhood pub that asks all pretensions be left at the door. Great drinks and the best clam chowder outside of Boston. The Poorhouse Pub, downtown at Market and 15th. Visit milehighmarket.com for half price deals.
American Financing Corporation is the mortgage company I trust, and you can too. Hi, I'm Tom Martino, your consumer advocate and troubleshooter. Sure, you'll hear a lot of other mortgage companies saying you can trust them, but are they on our referral list at troubleshooter.com? Do they have a guarantee of good service? American Financing does, and they put it in writing. That's right, they're so sure you'll get the lowest rates and closing costs, they'll guarantee it in writing. How many other mortgage companies make that promise? They're loan officers do not earn commissions. They're paid a salary, and their only job is to get the best deal for you. And they offer every type of mortgage in the industry, so you'll get the right one for you without shopping all over the place. So whether you're a first-time home buyer or refinancing, contact the company I trust, American Financing Corporation, 303-695-7000. That's 303-695-7000. Experience the difference. American Financing Corporation.
877-788-3964. Volunteer for your future.
Eye protection for a kidnapped Italian journalist who had just been released by Iraqi militants. U.S. Embassy now says the troops were there because Negroponte was expected to pass through this very same area. Still unknown is whether that happened before the shooting death and the wounding of the journalist. Italian authorities are still questioning the U.S. Army's version of the events. While the Italians are still questioning the circumstances around the shooting of Calipari, the Bulgarian government is certain that American forces killed one of its soldiers last week in an act of friendly fire. Bulgarian Defense Ministry says the killing was a result of poor communication. The Bulgarian Defense Minister said spent bullets removed from the rifleman's body armor were that of a U.S. issue. Results of a U.S. investigation are scheduled to be released tomorrow in Baghdad. Five Iraqi police officers have been gunned down in a drive-by shooting in Baghdad. A police captain says militants in two cars opened fire in a vehicle carrying the head of the central police station, killing him and four of his guards today. It's not known who the gunmen were, but Iraqi police troops and politicians have frequently been targeted by insurgents who see them as U.S. collaborators. A man who allegedly admitted in a suicide note to killing a federal judge's husband and mother reportedly had a case rejected by the judge. According to the Chicago Tribune, the Chicago man committed suicide during a traffic stop in Wisconsin and had left a note claiming to have killed the two last week. Chicago police say they've cordoned off the man's last known address on the city's north side. The man filed a lawsuit against the University of Illinois over cancer treatment. In the early 1990s, Judge Joan Humphrey Lefkow reportedly rejected it last year. The paper says that in his suicide note, the man claims that ruling cost him his house, his job, and his family. Investigators say his note also includes details in the case that were not released to the public last week. President Bush's top environmental priorities suffered a setback yesterday in the Senate when a Republican-controlled committee pulled the brakes on Bush's plan to give power plants, factories, and refineries more time to reduce their air pollution. The Environment and Public Works Committee deadlocked on a 9-9 vote tie on Bush's so-called Clear Skies bill. The tie came after weeks of fruitless negotiation to get a bare majority required to recommend the bill to the full Senate. Despite yesterday's setback, it does not mean the administration is stymied in any way in their effort to slow down the process of cleaning the air. Wayne Gilman, Air America Radio News.
News brought to you by Xantrex 3, the most powerful diet pill in America. Xantrex 3, more weight loss, faster weight loss, energy to...
Men seldom make passes at girls who wear glasses. Sorry, Dorothy Parker, you got it wrong. Hi, I'm Ira Haber. Obviously, Dorothy Parker never shopped at Europtics. Men do make passes at girls in Europtics glasses, and vice versa. We have $1 million inventory of the best name brand designer eyewear anywhere. We custom fit our eyewear with the thinnest and lightest weight lenses available. Our staff of certified opticians are trained to not only help you see better, but look better too. Showing you eyewear that truly complements your face and style. And we always do it with your budget in mind. Your optics customers always seem to get the most compliments. And from what I hear, the most phone numbers and emails too.
Your optics. People with vision. In Cherry Creek North, next to the tattered cover. In Flatiron Marketplace near Nordstrom Rack, just east of the mall. In Park Meadows Mall. In Greenwood Village at Holly and Orchard. And on the web at eoptics.com.
Financial aid is available for those who qualify. Limited transferability of credits. That's ITT Tech. 1-800-521-0200.
AM 760. Progressive traffic.
We have just about wrapped up this morning's rush hour drive. We do have one tough patch still sticking around. It is on eastbound C-470 right at Santa Fe, where an earlier crash is now cleared to the shoulder, though we are seeing some residual slowing due to all the curiosity. Now, checking in on Highway 36, we are pretty much back to normal right around Sheridan as you make that merge onto southbound I-25. Southbound I-25 itself dealing with some north end slowing up towards Thornton Parkway down to Highway 36. again between Alameda and Hampton, and the northbound lanes are still thick from Orchard to University. Taking a check on our weather, windy and cooler conditions along the Front Range today, and that high wind warning does remain in effect for northeast Colorado until 6 p.m. tonight. Today's high will near 56 degrees, and currently we're at 45 degrees in Boulder. Todd Helton says take the freeway to Freeway Ford, and right now get a new 05 Ford Focus for just $79.90. That's right, after rebates, you'll pay just $79.90 for a brand new 05 Focus. Only at Freeway Ford, I-25 in Evans, or at cheaperfords.com. I'm Amelia Earhart for AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Lace up those running shoes, hit the pavement, and start training. Denver's newest half marathon is just around the corner. Join AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk on Sunday, June 12th for the inaugural Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and the Lunabar Women's Only 8K Running Event.
Are you an optimist or a realist? How about being an optimistic realist? Stonecastle Security helps you deal with the reality of crime and vandalism. Click here if you've ever considered a security system to protect your family. Click here to find out how Stonecastle Security, with its 24-hour monitoring, state-of-the-art motion detection, and theft protection guarantee, can protect your property. Restrictions do apply, so click here for details or call Stonecastle Security, an authorized ADT dealer, at 303-456-5550.
The Republic of Boulder at the corner of 11th and Canyon in downtown Boulder. Or learn more at republicofboulder.com.
This is the Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Boulder's Progressive Talk.
It's the end of the world. As
good morning, 9:06, 6 minutes after 9. Scattered showers after 9 o'clock this morning. And it's starting to get just a tad bit cloudy out there. Partly cloudy with a high near 51. AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Hey, they got their radio station. We got ours. Jay Marvin, good to be with you. 303-713-7600. We talked about it yesterday around this time, about Dan Rather giving it up after 24 years. Not getting out of the business totally now, because he's going to go back to 60 Minutes. But getting out of the anchor chair. Did anybody see Rather's last broadcast last night in the anchor chair? You know what? I suffered through it. Now, I said it yesterday. I mean, I'm not a big Dan Rather fan. And I also don't see him as being like the, you know, quote-unquote liberal, lefty menace that most of the neocons on the right wing believe that he is. Now, when that whole thing unfolded with Bush's National Guard records, I had to sit on this neocon radio station and listen to people take this guy who I didn't think was very good to task. I mean, I think his most shining moment, as I mentioned yesterday, was when he stood up and took on then-President Richard Nixon. But I did suffer through it last night, as bleak-eyed as I was. I suffered through it. Turk, did you suffer through it, too?
I did watch it, Jay. I told you I probably wasn't going to, but I TiVo'd it and watched it back after we put the kids down. And, you know, I thought it was pretty neat, some of the historical perspectives on it and his life. I mean, you know, I've always wanted to be in radio myself and just watching the history part of it. And I was actually surprised that at the end of it they started talking about all the controversial stuff that he's done. And I thought that they might leave that out, being that, you know, it's CBS and his network.
I know the whole thing about courage and the whole thing when he did all of that at the end, I just thought it was trite. All right, is there anybody out there who disagrees with me? 303-713-7600, or is it just me? And I did try to check out Keith Olbermann, that countdown show last night, too, which many of you recommended, and I liked it. I have to admit that I thought it was pretty good.
Hey, Jay, how cheesy was the end of the Rather thing when he kind of stood up at his desk, and then all the CBS workers came out and were sitting there clapping and like, hey, we love you, Dan.
I don't know if that was cheesy. I'm sure they felt that way, you know.
The big network send-off?
Yeah, I'm sure they felt that way about him. I mean, we had Jean, who called in yesterday, who worked with Rather 30 years ago, and she said that he was decent to, you know, to the support personnel, and that he was a good guy when it came to the support personnel, and that he was one of the few people that was good to the support personnel. But I don't know. No, I do know. That's just a crutch to say I don't know. It's kind of like saying, yeah, you know. But I thought the end of it was kind of anticlimactic and weird. I felt uncomfortable. So I wonder if anybody else had that feeling about it, or even if you bothered to see it at 303-713-7600. It's going to be interesting to see if I can even get one of you to call in and admit that you watched the whole CBS Evening News to see Rather's sign-off. After all, let's keep in mind, in the ratings game, Rather was in third place. not second, not first, but he was in third for most of that 24 years. I honestly don't know how he came to work every day sitting in third place. That's totally, completely beyond me. I would have to give it up after the first or second year if I didn't have at least catch Tom Brokaw, who used to sit in second place. Now, Turk, are any of the phones ringing?
Yeah, they're ringing right now. I'm screening some.
Oh, really? So there are people who did see him sign off. I'm pleasantly shocked. I felt uncomfortable when he was doing that whole thing about courage. I never quite, I just couldn't latch onto it. And, you know, he's probably like a really nice guy. If you sit down with him, he's probably a great guy. But he's just not my newscaster of choice. And I don't see him as being the big liberal 800-pound gorilla that people claim that he is. All right, you know what? We got two calls, which means we've got a bunch of lines open at 303-713-7600. Or you can email me at jmarvin@am760.net or go to www.am760.net. Let's take some of these calls that are on here. Let's go to Dwayne in Longmont. Dwayne, you're on AM760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Yeah, Jay, I watched all of Dan Rather's last broadcast, and at the very end, the way that I took it was more along the lines of, I really can't say what I really want to say, but I think you all out there kind of have some ideas as what's going on. And just be brave, you know, hang in there, you know, do your job. I also watched his, and your job is a job as being a citizen. And then I also watched his hour-long kind of recap of his career. And I was not aware of the many rather pivotal stories that he had covered and was right in the thick of it. And it was kind of fitting that Dan Rather, at least from what they were presenting, and from there was the footage, you know, it actually occurred, that he was in the thick of stuff. And for him to be going out kind of under fire is really kind of part of his career. I mean,
What do you think it was, though, that he wanted, Corey? What do you think it was that he? Or I'm sorry, Dwayne. What do you think it was that he wanted to say that he couldn't say?
Well, I think it was is that the country itself is moving very far into rather radical areas, and we've got to really be thinking about it. And he pitched it all coming from 9/11, of course, and the obvious response is what has been the response of the country since 9/11, and courage. You know, and in all directions. And he was not partisan. He came from a nonpartisan position when he said that. And that was about the only thing that he could say without taking a side. And so from that standpoint, I think from the position of the press, I think he made about the only statement that he could actually make. And for myself, it was kind of like when he started it, I was a little bit kind of like, I don't know. But then when he finished it up and just, you know, said, left it very ambiguous with just courage. To me, it was a positive statement. You know?
All right, Dwayne.
And so, at any rate, it's too bad to see that we have an era of journalism is kind of coming to an end. I think what's going to generate into the press at this point is going to be left-wing and right-wing media outlets, which I think is unfortunate for the country. I think we need to have an independent eye that kind of comes and says, we're going to follow the story no matter where it goes. And we're not going to try and color it, whether it's going left or whether it's going right, for our own ideological inferences. And I think that's a real loss for the country. And I think that's something that you guys who are in the media have to, you know, help to engender getting back to as neutral an area of presentation. And for the right wing to have come back and to have hammered over the last 30 years, liberal press. Liberal
well, see,
press.
This is what I wanted to ask you very quickly because, you
sure,
know.
Sure, sure.
But is Dan Rather being forced out of the anchor chair after 24 years, is that a victory for the right wing?
I think it's just the way things happened with him. I don't see it as being necessarily a victory. I mean, he's, for crying out loud, he's 73 years old. I mean, had he have said, I've just had enough at any point, everybody would have said, oh, fine, clap, clap,
yeah,
clap.
But he didn't. He was more or less forced to get out.
Well, but he also made the comment, too, during his last time on, that he said, this is just a change in jobs. I'd like to see what his project is right now.
All right.
I'd like to know what he's doing.
Thanks, Dwayne. Great call.
Okay, bye.
All right. 303-713-7600. Is this a victory for the right wing that rather had to hang it up last night? Let's go to Corey in Denver. Corey, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Go ahead.
Hey, Jay. Appreciate taking the call.
No problem.
You know what? It is, to some degree, I think, a victory for the right wing because they just hammered that for so long. But look, I grew up, I'm 36 years old. Dan Rather is an icon in this country, and I grew up watching him, whether he was second, third, or first throughout his career.
I mean,
the guy was in the trenches. If anybody watched the show afterwards, they saw all the stuff that Dan Rather did.
He did a lot.
He did a ton of stuff, and he was there all the time. So when he reported from first-hand accounts, unlike the right-wing, you know, talking heads, like the Bill O'Reilly's who said, oh, yeah, I've been in combat.
Oh, yeah,
been close
right.
To combat.
The only combat Bill O'Reilly's been at is to fight in a food line to get to the front.
Exactly. So, you know, we lost an American icon last night, and I watched the whole telecast as I watch almost every night the world news. And I watch the world news, and like others, you know, I get my news from a lot of different sources.
Right.
I think the world news is a good place to just kind of get a baseline and then to go to other places to find out more information as well. So, you know, it was a kind of a victory for them. But, you know, my biggest thing is that I think that the country is getting what they asked for. And I think it's going to come home, like Churchill said, you know, to quote a bad quote, it's going to come home to roost. We're going to lose objectivity eventually. CNN is going to have to eventually go to be a liberal talking.
I hope they do. I hope they do. You know, we've got our radio station. Now we need our network.
I completely agree with you. We have to get it. That's the only way we're going to get it back because, you know, the true matter of it is most people are uninformed and uninterested, and we're this, like Ed Schultz says, we're a soundbite culture.
Oh, yeah, exactly. He's exactly right about that. Corey, thank you, man. Thanks for calling.
Appreciate it, Jeff.
All right. 303-713-7600. Was Rather being forced out of the anchor chair last night after 24 years there. Was that a victory for the right wing? We'll take more of your calls coming up. We'll talk to James Bossier, too, by the way, who's a senior advisor, senior fellow at Media Matters for America, .com, which I'm a monthly contributor to. We were hoping to get David Brock, but he's tied up. But James Bossier will talk to us coming up here shortly on AM 760, now more than ever, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Lace up those running shoes, hit the pavement, and start training. Denver's newest half marathon is just around the corner. Join AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk on Sunday, June 12th for the inaugural Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and the Lunabar Women's Only 8K Running Event.
Double your money and get things half price at MileHighMarket.com. From the Bronx Barbecue to the Coney Island Gyros, real New York deli-style sandwiches from Gandolfini's Deli. One bite and you're there. Get half-price sandwich certificates at MileHighMarket.com.
County Line Liquor is paying back their loyal customers with the Savings Train Card. Pick up a Savings Train card, fill in your favorite item, and have your card stamped with each purchase. Buy 6 of your favorite item, you get the next one at half price, or buy 12 and get the next one for a penny. Good on every item in the store, including sale items. No games, no gimmicks, no case discounts. Hop on the Savings Train today at County Line Liquor, County Line and Broadway.
Helping to build a positive influence through teaching can be one of the most rewarding careers. The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers a Master's of Arts in Education, in addition to several other bachelor's, master's, and diploma programs in the humanities and sciences. All coursework through the College of the Humanities and Sciences is distance education-based, allowing students to design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that is convenient for them. To find out how you can obtain your Master's of Arts in Education or other exciting degree programs through the College of the Humanities and Sciences, click on the banner ad inside this media player. Log on to www.chumsci.edu or call 1-877-248-6724. The College of the Humanities and Sciences, your first choice for distance learning.
Think of how much cash you have in your wallet or purse right now. Now double it. Double your money and get things half price at MileHighMarket.com. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half price deals.
Brakes Plus does over 1,000 brake and auto services daily. They are the experts. Brakes Plus is the home of the $79 brake special and lifetime brake starting at $99. For money-saving coupons and a location near you, visit BrakesPlus.com.
It's all about style. Just about any store can sell you generic eyeglasses off the rack. The same stuff you find on everyone else's face. Your Optics is the industry leader, the store designers turn to. Showcasing styles today, other stores will show you in about 2 to 3 years. Your Optics carries thousands of different models from around the world, and we're getting new creations every day. Your Optics sells eyewear that speaks to style, that is uniquely you. Our lens technology is cutting edge. Yet our fabrication of your eyewear is old-world craftsmanship, and we do all of this with your budget in mind. Your Optics has more choices, more styles, more colors, more designers than anyone else. Come in today and buy what the other stores will be featuring in 2008.
Your Optics, people with vision. In Cherry Creek North, next to the Tattered Cover. In Flatiron Marketplace, near Nordstrom Rack, just east of the mall. In Park Meadows Mall. In Greenwood Village, at Holly and Orchard. And on the web, at eoptics.com.
To Broadway, between 1st and Ellsworth Avenues in Denver. Please join us in support of Air America Radio.
Now it's getting serious. Jay Marvin is on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 920, 20 minutes after 9. Talk radio for the rest of us. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Scattered showers after 9 a.m. this morning, partly cloudy with a high near 51. Jay Marvin here, and on the line with us, Jameson Fosier from MediaMattersForAmerica.com. Jameson, I understand they call you J-Mo at work. Is that true?
They do.
All right. Was last night Dan Rather leaving the anchor chair after 24 years, was that a victory for the right wing?
Actually, just 1 second before I get to that, I think you said MediaMatters.com or actually MediaMatters.org. Just to correct that, no problem at all.
No.
You know, I'm sure they think it's a victory. I think that on a substantive level, what it really is a pretty good indication of how successful the right has been for the last 20 years, 30 years in their campaign to get everybody to believe that the media is liberal. Doesn't have much basis in reality, but it's certainly been successful in part because they've been fighting the fight unopposed for a long time. We hear constant complaints about the media having a liberal bias, CBS having a liberal bias, Dan Rather having a liberal bias. There hasn't been much pushback from the left for a long time. That's one of the things that we're here to do.
Right, and I contribute to MediaMatters.org, and I shouldn't have said com, but I'm one of those people that signed up on a little thing where you just have a little set amount of money taken from your credit card.
No problem at all. Thanks for the contributions.
Sure, you bet, every month. But, you know, when the whole Bush thing with the National Guard flap broke out, I was working at a radio station that was extremely right-wing, with the exception of maybe just me, and I had to sit through the, you know, day after day of these people bashing Dan Rather. I never saw Dan Rather as being that liberal, did you?
You know, it's interesting that his reputation for that, or the attacks on him for being very liberal, sprang from his reporting around about President Nixon and Watergate, and conservatives were unhappy about that, and they started trashing him as having liberal bias. Well, you know, it turns out that Nixon wasn't a good guy, and it turns out that Watergate was a big deal. That's where all these criticisms sprang from, and they continued when he had a famous interview with then-President George H.W. Bush, in which he asked George Bush about his role in Iran-Contra.
And George Bush got upset.
And George Bush got upset. It doesn't seem to me an indication of liberal bias to ask a, you know, sitting vice president about his role in the Iran-Contra affair.
You know, it seems to me that the right wing, the neocons in this country, really do not want any critical examination of anything. And if you watch Fox News, mostly what you get there is a parroting of party line. You don't get much investigative journalism.
Absolutely. You know, we're actually seeing more and more of that in other networks, not just Fox News. I took a look this morning, at some of the items we've done on our website about CBS News, just to kind of refresh my memory on that. And we've shown numerous examples of CBS just parroting the White House's rhetoric. They repeat the White House talking points on Social Security. We had a week and a half ago on Face the Nation, CBS host Bob Schieffer, who, by the way, is a personal friend of the president, downplaying the costs of Bush's plan to privatize Social Security, saying that critics say the plan would cost trillions of dollars and not extend the solvency. That's not something critics say. That's just the truth. Even the Bush administration has eventually admitted that.
Yeah, you know, I grabbed something off CNN this morning. They're talking about Bush and the gasoline price situation. And, you know, they quote Bush and they say President Bush instructed Congress. Like, why don't they just say President Bush told Congress or President Bush demanded of Congress? What is this business with instruct? Like he's some kind of a teacher of some sort or something.
That's a good question.
I mean, you know, and then, but that's what you get. You get this constant hammering about how the media is so left-wing. And the thing that I find, you know, in getting your updates all the time from MediaMattersForAmerica.org is you nail down some of these falsehoods on a daily basis. And I think the average person would be shocked if they saw all of this.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the right for decades has just been screaming liberal bias, liberal bias. They haven't been using a lot of facts. That's one thing we try to focus on at Media Matters. We don't focus on what we perceive as somebody's bias. We don't try to read their minds. We don't try to get into why they did a story. We just look at what they actually reported, whether it's true, and what side it helps. And so, for example, while the right will say Dan Rather's a big liberal, we just looked at CBS Evening News broadcasts for a three-month period, and we looked at them to see how often they featured Republicans or conservatives or versus Democrats and progressives. And we found that in that three-month period, their political segments had 65 clips of Democratic officials or commentators representing progressive organizations, 83 clips, that's like 30% more, 83 clips of Republican officials or commentators. So we focus on that sort of thing. We focus on what's actually reported, what does it mean, is it true. We don't get into, you know, just blanket assertions that somebody has some sort of bias that, you know, requires mind reading to get into.
Do you think we're going to a previous caller that I had on here brought this up, and this is my first experience, and it's frankly a marvelous one, working at a radio station where the majority of the people who listen to AM 760 see things the same way I do. I'm not used to being in that position after years of working at predominantly conservative talk stations. But do you think we're going to arrive at a place now in this country where you're going to have a liberal media network and a conservative media network rather than just a non-biased media network?
You know, I hope not. It certainly does seem to be a possibility. Fox obviously has shown that you can be pretty aggressive in pushing a point of view and be very successful. I'm not sure how much of that is due to them being explicitly partisan conservative Republican network and how much is to do with the fact that they've done a pretty good job packaging. But they've shown that you can have success with that. You know, it's not surprising to see some progressive folks with Air America and with some others try to mimic, to some extent, the idea of, you know, ideological programming or programming that's meant to appeal to a specific ideological demographic. But I hope not. You know, I hope we can maintain some semblance of independent journalism that doesn't take sides and just gets the facts right. Barring that, you know, I hope that if we do move to a more splintered two-track sets of media outlets, that both sides will at least try to be accurate. And that's something that I think, you know, we've seen pretty much lacking on the Fox News side of things. Hopefully the progressive entities that spring up in response will not sink to their level.
You know, the thing I think is amazing is the schizophrenia that Fox suffers from. I mean, on one hand, you've got this very, very conservative, you know, actually like an arm of the GOP on the news level, but then on the entertainment level, Fox puts on some of the worst, most debased programming of all time. Don't you find that to be, you know, how come people on the right who watch Fox, who watch the news network, why don't they question the entertainment side of that like they're always doing with the rest of the networks like ABC, CBS, NBC?
Oh, no, I don't think that kind of hypocrisy is all that surprising, I guess, when you have people who call themselves fiscal conservatives supporting a president who's run up massive budget deficits. There seems to be a willingness to look the other way on that side of things.
Well, yeah, except this morning in the New York Times, there are headlines that say GOP senators balk at tax cuts in Bush's budget. I'm sure you saw that.
Sure, sure.
And so there are people, there are members of his own party that are questioning it. And I wonder, because I can't bring myself to watch Fox to find out, I wonder how much play Fox will give this story.
I would guess not very much.
Yeah, he probably isn't going to show up at all, correct?
Well, you know, it may get a mention, but I'd be surprised if it gets much more than that.
All right. James Folger, thank you so much for your time. It's good to have you on. And I think plug MediaMattersForAmerica.org. People can go there and they can sign up, correct, for updates about what goes on every day in the media.
Absolutely. People can come and visit our website and see the information there, or they can sign up for various email alerts so they don't have to come to our website. They'll get our information emailed to them. They can get every item as it happens, which is about 5 to 15 times a day, or a daily summary of everything that happened the previous day, or a weekly summary. So that's a good resource. We also have message boards that a lot of people like to use to comment on things we put on our website, other issues to do, having to do with the media. It's a good resource for people to discuss the media above and beyond what we do.
All right. Thanks for your time so much. Certainly do appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. There's James Folger for MediaMattersForAmerica.org. Go check out that website. I don't know why I was saying com. And I've been a regularly monthly contributor to that as far as monetarily goes now for a long, long time. And I'm signed up and I get all of their email updates. And they're well worthwhile having. Particularly, you can pull them out and thrill your conservative friends with some of the information that MediaMattersForAmerica.org puts out. All right. We'll get back on the phones at 303-713-7600. Do you think that Dan Rather calling it quits last night is a victory for the conservative media? And your thoughts about Dan Rather? Did you see the last broadcast and what you thought about it? We'll definitely talk more about it coming up. AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Let's get some progressive traffic now.
We can do that. A good drive now around the Boulder area. City streets are definitely thinning out, 28th and 30th. They both look pretty good. And Broadway and Baseline moving well, each of them. Rappel Road, you'll see it improving. Still a little bit of traffic between 17th and 30th. Foothills Parkway is bogging down just a bit across town. The Turnpike in great shape either direction between Denver and Boulder. The biggest trouble spot we had in Denver was eastbound C-470 with an earlier crash at Santa Fe and another one at Lucent. They've both been cleared away. Weather-wise, sunshine today. A little windy. Watch for that as well. A high of 55. Some light showers this afternoon tonight. A low of 25. Right now, we're at 44. And now is the perfect time to take off with a low sale fare from United and hit the road with a double car upgrade and double miles from Hertz. Hurry, this sale ends March 18th. Check out United.com for more information and to book your getaway and upgrade today. I'm Alex Daly, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Lace up those running shoes, hit the pavement, and start training. Denver's newest half marathon is just around the corner. Join AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk on Sunday, June 12th for the inaugural Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and the Lunabar Women's Only 8K Running Event.
Has the winter weather taken its toll on your skin? MileHighMarket.com has half-price certificates from MediSpa. Rejuvenating skincare therapies like microdermabrasions and Botox from MediSpa at 12007 Pecos Street. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals.
How does 1% and a flat $99 fee sound to you for a new mortgage? Hi, this is Barney Aldridge of Benchmark Lending. I've been talking to you for 10 years about home loans, but our new Freedom Loan is the best program we've ever offered. Your payments and interest rate start at only 1%. That's right, 1%. How much can you save with this loan? Click on our logo and it'll take you straight to our website. There's no selling here. Our loan officers are not paid on commission. Whether your loan's $250,000 or a million or higher, it's still only $99. And guess what? We're nice people too. So call 1-800-680-4000 and ask for the 1% Freedom Loan for $99. That's 1-800-680-4000. Or click on our logo and it'll take you straight to our website.
Licensed by the Department of Corporations as a California Finance Lender. Adjustable rate loan subject to annual increases. APR 4.95%.
Hey, bartender, can I get a beer?
Sure. You want a full beer or a half beer?
Why would I want half a beer?
Because a half a beer costs less. Save you some money.
Well, I can get full drinks for half price at MileHighMarket.com.
Sounds like a great bar. Are they hiring?
It's not a bar. It's a website with half-price drink deals. This month at MileHighMarket.com, enjoy the neighborhood feel of the Whiskey Bar with over 100 kinds of whiskey and Denver's only around-the-world whiskey tour. Downtown at 22nd and Larimer. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals.
Bread is just as spectacular as their main dishes. So try a cannoli, Italian chocolate cake, or homemade tiramisu.
It's Jay Marvin on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning. 9:34, 26 minutes in front of 10 o'clock. Ooh, I love Hendrix.
Yeah. If the sun
refuse to shine. Scattered showers after 9 a.m. this morning. Otherwise, partly cloudy and a high near 51. Jay Marvin here on the AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600. And before we had James Fosier on, we were talking about Dan Rather. Did you see Dan Rather last night? Did you see his last closing moments and his courage speech? What did you think of it? And is this a victory for the right wing who have for years, I mean years, made Dan Rather a target? The only time I ever really watched Dan Rather was when he was a correspondent for CBS. I did, during the Clinton problems, I watched both CBS, ABC, and NBC. I'd watch it on and off just to see who was covering what. It amazed me that because the guy sat in third place all this time, it amazed me that we had gotten those calls before Jameson Fosier came on, that there were people who actually saw Rather sign off last night. And if you did, I'd like to talk to you. I'd like to ask you what you think about it, 303-713-7600, about Dan Rather and the whole courage speech that he gave. I want to remind you about tomorrow. On Friday, we'll keep to the tradition that we started last week, which on Friday, tomorrow morning, starting right after 6 a.m., we'll talk about anything and everything that you want to talk about, and that is, it's a topic-free Friday, so that's just whatever you want to talk about, you can get in. If there's something that you wanted to talk about this week that you missed, you can get in tomorrow and talk about it. But right now we're talking about Dan Rather leaving. And did you see the show after Dan Rather's newscast? Dan Rather, a reporter, remembers. Did you see that, and what was your opinion about that? You know, Jerry Springer, who sits in for Randy Rhodes, did a whole thing yesterday afternoon, which I thought was, you know, I have really mixed feelings about Springer. I mean, on one hand, when you think of Jerry Springer, you think of that television show of his. But, you know, the thing he did yesterday, I thought, about Dan Rather and about the whole Vietnam era and Watergate and conservatives not liking that information being, you know, put out on the media, that whole thing that Springer did yesterday was real. I thought was brilliant. I thought it was just brilliant. Where he was talking about the reason Dan Rather became a target is because Dan Rather was in the middle of all that stuff, both Vietnam and also Richard Nixon and his problems with Watergate, and that forever made conservatives angry at Dan Rather. So they just figured, well, you know, and plus that run-in that he had with George W. Bush's father, George the First, that Rather was just, you know, that he's a liberal. But the times I would watch him, I wouldn't get that opinion at all. I never could read his politics off of what he did. Call me naive, but I just couldn't do it. I thought a lot of what he did had some conservative leanings to it. And last night, certainly. It almost seemed last night like he was just going through the motions. Like he knew it was over. I don't know, maybe I was expecting something bigger out of him. Did you think that he had to, you know, Mary watched it with me, and she thought that he was emotional towards the end. Do you think he was getting emotional towards the end there, Turk?
I think so, but I mean, you know, a culmination of 24 years, you obviously get a little bit emotional, wouldn't you? You're saying goodbye to a lot of colleagues, people you've become close with, that you work with. I mean, it's got to be emotional, right?
I can't imagine spending 24 years at one job. I wouldn't even have a hint as to what that's like. I'd love to spend 24 more years here. But I just have never spent 24 years at a job. I just have no idea what that would be like. All right, let's go to the phones, 303-713-7600. Here's Holly in Fort Collins. Holly, good morning. You're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Hi.
Hi, Jay. It's good to have you back.
Thanks.
I have a whole different feeling about this whole thing with Dan Rather. You know, I think that the anchor chair is really constricting. You know, you have to not give an opinion. He's a really good investigative reporter. He's not really retiring. He's just leaving the anchor chair.
Right.
And I really think that he's got some things up his sleeve, some things he wants to work on. And I think the right wing better not celebrate too much, because he's not afraid to go after stories like some of these young reporters that need the job. You know, he's got the money. He's got the freedom. He's got the connections. I think he can do his best work now.
You know, I'm sorry that he let the whole Bush National Guard thing drop.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he just, I don't know. Maybe he just thought he had some fish to fry.
I'd like to get an answer to that once and for all. I believe that Bush was lying about that. I believe that he did skip out on his service, and I really wish that we had gotten to the bottom of that, and maybe someday in the future some historian will dig up the correct information on that, although I think there are people who did have it, and it was out there. I'm just sorry that this happened to him. All right, thanks for the call, Holly. I appreciate it. Have a good day. Let's go to Elsie in Denver. Elsie, you're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Well, hi there. You kind of led into what I was going to say.
Oh.
Dan Rather said, didn't he, that he was on, like, free assignment now. He got to choose his own what he wanted to research, et cetera.
Right.
Okay, well, I hope. His first assignment is, who gave him the bum papers and traced it back? And
yeah, I wonder if it would go all the way back to Karl Rove.
I hope he digs and pulls it all up. I hope that's his personal assignment, and I'd love to see it plastered all over.
Wouldn't you love to see that go back to Karl Rove? How sweet would that be?
I don't really care who it goes back to. I'd really like for us to be able to know who's doing what and for folks to see exactly why. They keep saying follow the money, but there's more to it than money. Some people find power or something like that more than money. They just, once you have that kind of power to feel the more need of it, they already have enough money that the money becomes the material. It's just the power.
The thing that gets me is that all of that thing about his National Guard record just went totally and completely down the tubes, and that was the end of it. I mean, there was stuff on the internet about it, but I'm talking about in the mass media. It just absolutely, they were able to nail that shut, and we never really did get a concrete answer.
And how convenient, some files burned.
Yes, isn't that very interesting? All right, Elsie, thank you. Appreciate the call.
Bye.
303-713-7600, and of course you can always email me by going to our website at www.am760.net. Let's go to Jenny in Fort Collins. Jenny, thank you for calling AM760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
I am always amazed that Dan Rather got more flack about the National Guard thing than George W. did.
Yeah, I find that amazing too.
And Karl Rove, he's evil. I do like Dan Rather. One thing I like about him is that I really think he cares so much that he gets emotional when he's doing his broadcasting. But I guess that's one reason why I did like him so much. I just felt he loved his country so much, and he really cares about it.
Did you watch him last night?
Yes. Uh-huh.
And what was your opinion?
Well, see, I like him, and so I wasn't critical. I just felt that he had so much passion for his work, and it was just coming out, I thought, in his emotion last night.
Maybe I'm being too critical of him. I don't dislike him. I just never was, in love with him. I mean, it wasn't my first choice for news. My first choice for news used to be, for the most part, CNN, and it still kind of is.
Uh-huh.
However, I look at them, like I said yesterday, with a jaundiced eye. I don't totally trust them anymore.
It really is sad that we just have right-wing media and left-wing, and it just seems to really accelerate the division in our country.
Yeah, I think I think it's heading in that direction. Jenny, thank you for the call. Have a good day.
Thanks.
All right. 303-713-7600. We go to Ron in Denver. Ron, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey, Marvin. I was sorry when you left Denver. It's good to hear you back. About Dan Rather.
Oh, hi, Ron.
Hello?
No, go ahead. I'm just kidding.
It's about Dan Rather. I'm to where I don't feel that I have to love someone or skin them alive like they do on the religious right Republican stations. It's just what's going on, the strong public voices here. I watched Dan Rather all the way through, and I'm not very politically savvy about what's going on in politics. I just know that it's getting worse and worse, and whether Dan Rather is someone that's going to... No, that's between us and God. But the religious right, those people have waked up. They're getting it. They're into the government.
60 Boulder's Progressive Talk. And we'll take more of your calls about Dan Rather at 303-713-7600. Did you watch him sign off last night? And is it a victory for the right wing? More coming up here with Jay Marvin at AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
This is AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Now more than ever, we need to stay strong and continue to voice the truth. Right, left, or in the middle, we're driving it home with the Ed Schultz Show, and we've accelerated from zero to 70 affiliates in less than a year. They thought we couldn't do it, but we did. The race is on, and this is only the first lap. Haven't heard the show? Well, tune in right here weekdays and find out what the hype's all about.
Searching for a bachelor's or master's degree program can be a daunting process. Why not study from a college that is focused on the humanities and sciences that allows you to build a course of study that is both interesting and convenient with your busy schedule?
The College of the Humanities and Sciences offers associate's, bachelor's, and master's degrees, as well as a diploma program, allowing students the opportunity to explore imaginative literature, natural science, philosophy and religion, social science, education, and jurisprudence degree programs from the comfort of their homes. Because coursework is distance education based, students design their own curriculum and set a study schedule that's convenient for them. To find out how you can start advancing your educational goals today, click on the banner ad inside this.
Keeping up with those New Year's resolutions? Be good to yourself, your body, and your pocketbook with half-price deals from Back and Balance Chiropractic. Deep tissue massage, Swedish massage, and exercise therapy. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half-price deals.
Heading to the mountains to make some turns? Why not stay two nights in Breckenridge for free? No strings attached. Stay minutes from Main Street at the Breck Inn. A quaint Victorian inn with a cozy fireplace, outdoor hot tub, two qualifications. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Offer good Sunday through Wednesday weekend upgrades available. Act now to take advantage of this limited time offer. They say the best things in life aren't free. Well, you're going to disagree. Visit twofreenights.com for more information or call 1-877-39-GRAND to book your two free nights in Breckenridge. You must mention two free nights. Call 1-877-39-GRAND.
Double your money and get things half price at MileHighMarket.com. Get half price Europtic certificates for eyeglasses, sunglasses, or reading glasses from MileHighMarket.com. Visit MileHighMarket.com for half price deals. Is it time to go for a refreshing dip? Dip into something different at the Melting Pot. The Melting Pot isn't just for special occasions. Come any evening to relax, unwind, and enjoy fabulous fondue, fine wine, and fun times. Finish off the evening with a sinfully delicious chocolate fondue. Add a little amaretto or, oh, maybe Bailey's Irish Cream. If you're planning a special occasion, the Melting Pot dining experience is like none you'll find anywhere else. And if you're the kind of person with a flair for living and a taste for fun, you can enjoy out-of-the-ordinary dining at the Melting Pot any night of the week. Make plans to dine at their Louisville location at 732 Main Street or their Littleton location at 2707 West Main Street. Don't forget to ask about the nightly specials, including the ever-popular Big Night Out or new for 2004, the Good Night Delight. To view the Melting Pot's menu or get driving directions, go to FondueCity.com.
Results, April 12th. Reserve your seat today. Call 1-800-380-5551. Call now, 380-5551.
Thickening to righties everywhere. Jay Marvin, AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Yeah, man. Talk radio for the rest of us. AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. It's 9:47 here with Jay Marvin. Don't forget tomorrow, Friday, talk about anything you want to talk about. Right now we're talking about Dan Rather and is his leaving the air. But he's not leaving the air because he's going to go to 60 Minutes. But getting out of the anchor chair after 24 years, is it a victory for the right wing? Let's go to Ron in Denver. Ron, thanks for holding on, man. You're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, Ron.
I think that he's right in the middle, I think. He upsets the left a little bit and upsets the right a little bit, and that's probably who we're all looking for, but the right doesn't like it, I suppose, doesn't like the truth, and that's the end of him.
Well, I think Springer pointed it out yesterday. I think he's absolutely correct. The right's been after Dan Rather for a long, long time because they resent him over Nixon.
But didn't he support the lone gunman theory for the Kennedy, like Oswald killed Kennedy? And I don't know if that's really the truth.
Yeah, I don't think it is the truth, and I believe he did support it.
And but he was in the middle, I think, kind of. I think it's the closest to the middle we're ever going to see, I think.
Well, he's out of there now. Bob Schaefer's going to take over.
I don't watch the programming anymore, but I love your radio show, and I try to get some liberal news, and it's hard to find the truth, and you have to kind of watch all of it to cut through the BS to get to the actual what's happening.
You got it, Ron. Thank you, man. Thanks for a great call.
Thank you.
Okay. AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600-949. Let's go to Sharon in Evergreen. Sharon, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
I had some comments about Dan Rather.
Sure.
Yes, I think it is a victory for the Republicans, darn it. I mean, no one's going to remember the program last night. They're not going to remember his life. They're going to remember that he was ousted over this issue with Bush. and that's how we'd feel if we got Karl Rove out. So that's just a bad deal. But about Dan Rather, for years, and I can tell you why you're uncomfortable with him. When we first lived in Colorado, we lived in Durango and had only one TV station. We were rural.
Right.
And all we could get was CBS News. We used to write letters to the station complaining about Dan Rather because what you are uncomfortable with is that he has to be part of the news. If he interviews...
All right, wait a minute. Hold on a second. So, in other words, he makes himself part of the story.
Right.
Okay.
Right. I mean, all the Vietnam stuff, there he is in the trenches, and, you know, I mean, it just was too much. And he started with the convention where he fell down, and just that was such a good deal for him. He just kept doing it. And the other thing that drove us crazy, whenever he interviewed a guest, he would preempt them. In other words, you could tell that he had interviewed the person prior to.
Right.
And anything of importance they had to say, he would say it before they did. And this, it would just drive you crazy. And there was an issue of, I think, Time Magazine in the 90s about Dan. And so there was, I don't know whether he's on the cover or what, but anyway, he had an article, and then people were discussing him on the news. And I thought it was funny, either in that article or someone on the news described him as, and it was one of his cohorts, you know, another broadcaster like Roger Mudd or somebody that they interviewed, said that when TVs first started, they all felt so uncomfortable on camera and stiff. And, you know, they just, it was almost comical to watch them. And he said, the problem with Dan Rather is he never got over that.
Well, you know, maybe that's it. Maybe what you're talking about is maybe that's why I've always... But, you know, I loved him, though, when he took on Richard Nixon. I thought, man, you know, how cool is that?
Oh, we all did. But overriding that, the reason we don't like him is that he's so stiff, so uncomfortable, and he doesn't take a stand on most things. He will bring them forward, but he's just... I mean, he reads the ratings every night about himself, which made him so insecure. That's another thing they mentioned in this article.
Well, if I were running in third place, I would be insecure, too. Sharon, thank you so much. I
appreciate
the call.
You're welcome. Thank
you.
All right. Bye-bye.
I guess, Turk, we should talk about this. There's a bench warrant out for Michael Jackson because he's late to court because he's in the hospital claiming he has a back problem.
Are you seeing OJ all over again?
No. No. But, I mean, all of a sudden he's got, like, a back problem? What? Is the testimony, like, too hot for him? Is that what the deal
that's
is?
That's not his only problem.
Yeah, I agree. 303-713-7600. We're talking about Dan Rather. Tomorrow we'll talk about anything you want to talk about. Let me go to Norma in Littleton. Norma, hi. You're on AM 760 Boulder's Progressive Talk.
Yeah, welcome home.
Thank you.
And the sun is shining. Where's that snow?
Well, it's a little bit cloudy up here in Boulder.
But anyway, some time ago, I heard on TV that Rumsfeld and... Dan Rather had a ranch together in Taos, New Mexico.
Oh, I don't believe that.
But it was on the news. Could you check down there?
Yeah, I'll check. I'll call somebody I know lives there.
Yeah, please check. And then you're the second one I've ever called. I'm a little nervous. I always listen to Gary Tesler, and where is he at now?
I have no clue.
Okay, but check on it because
All right.
Heard this on the news.
Thank you, Norma.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, have a great day. No, I don't think Dan Rather owns a ranch in Taos with Donald Rumsfeld. Doesn't Donald Rumsfeld own Doesn't Donald Rumsfeld own property in Arizona? That's where I thought he owned property, Rumsfeld. Maybe I'm wrong about that. Maybe somebody knows, but I don't think he owns anything with Dan Rather. I think that would, I don't know, and I don't know what news that was on. What, that doesn't make much sense to me. I couldn't see Dan Rather in Taos, New Mexico. I could see him somewhere in Texas, which is where he's from, but not to Taos, New Mexico. 303-713-7600. Last night was Rather's last night. Is it a victory for the right wing? And did you see Dan Rather's very last broadcast? And if you missed it yesterday, and I don't know if it'll ever be repeated, but Jerry Springer did a brilliant monologue yesterday. And there are times when I don't care for him, but he did a brilliant monologue yesterday about the whole idea of the liberal media and where the right wing is coming from, and the fact that the hate of Dan Rather by the right wing goes back to his days of questioning Richard Nixon and the whole Watergate situation, and that actually the right wing's hate of the media, period, goes back to the Vietnam War era and probably starts with the Tet Offensive in 1968. In which Walter Cronkite, after that, came out against the war. And, it seemed like the media, as Springer pointed out yesterday, was showing pictures and putting images on television that the right wing didn't want to see there. They're not very progressive thinkers, these people on the right. You know, neocons generally don't have that, and righties don't have that, they want that stuff kept under wraps. You know, I once asked somebody, too, about this who's conservative. I said, name me one thing that the right wing has ever done for the average person. You know, I find it amazing that there are women who are conservative. Because if you follow a conservative doctrine, women would not even be on the media. They wouldn't even get a shot. Like a Babe Buchanan would be home, you know, in the kitchen, cooking. Let's go to Sheila in Franktown. Sheila, you're on AM 760, Boulder's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Hello.
Hi, Sheila.
I just wanted to verify Rumsfeld is from Taos, New Mexico.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, I saw a special on TV about a couple months back on his ranch. He was on his ranch.
I thought he lived in Arizona.
No, he lives in New Mexico, Taos, New Mexico. And I wanted to verify that.
But Dan Rather doesn't own that ranch with him.
I don't know anything about that. Didn't say anything about that.
No, it would have had that been the truth.
No, it didn't say anything about that. And the liberal bias.